and we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free, and we mean free.
Call 1-800-311-0399 while Epiclear supplies last. Shipping and handling not included. Call 1-800-311-0399.
AM 760
and HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
John Mark Carr has flown back to the States.
He was seated in a corner window seat in business class.
In court again for Saddam Hussein and a military scandal.
Some victims claim they were raped on recruiting office couches.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The man who caused a sensation late last week by admitting he was with JonBenet Ramsey the night she was killed is back in the U.S., being held in a Los Angeles jail cell. John Mark Carr flew in from Thailand yesterday. One passenger says there was nothing unusual about his behavior.
Very straight, very unemotional. Just looked very normal and died.
This is Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. For more than 15 hours, John Mark Carr flew in business class, surrounded by customs agents and a Boulder, Colorado investigator. He drank champagne and had his choice of movies, including Mission Impossible.
He looked very chilled out.
When he landed, everything changed. Carr was arrested and taken into custody. Those who flew with Carr say he acted, for the most part, like a normal passenger.
Well, he was just actually didn't have much expression.
Carr spent the night at the downtown county jail. An extradition hearing must take place before he can be sent to Colorado. If Carr waives extradition, he could be in Boulder by the end of the week. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Well, CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says this story could unfold in several ways.
You imagine that prosecutors in Colorado and California have coordinated this and that they have some sort of plan going forward. Either he leaves immediately for Colorado, he gets some sort of a delay because he's fighting extradition out of California, or somehow there's a deal where the California folks go after him for that child pornography stuff before he makes it to Boulder. I think that last scenario is clearly the least likely.
In a Baghdad courtroom, Saddam Hussein facing his second war crimes trial. This time, the charges are tied to the deaths of tens of thousands of Kurds in northern Iraq almost 20 years ago. The Kurds say in one attack, Saddam's army used banned mustard and nerve gases. In Baghdad, traffic is back to normal after a two-day lockdown for a Shiite religious commemoration. The event turned bloody yesterday. Snipers opening fire on pilgrims taking part in a procession. The Iraqi government says 20 people were killed and hundreds wounded. Chaos north of Cairo. The aftermath of the collision of two trains today. Dozens are dead and more than 100 others injured in what officials say is the worst rail accident in Egypt since 2002. The spies came in from the cold and the secret missile files were open, but not anymore. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato in Washington. Barry, what's going on?
Public information on Cold War nuclear weapons is being reclassified as secret by the Bush administration. That's what the nonprofit National Security Archive has discovered. 35 years ago, then-Defense Secretary Melvin Laird displayed a chart for a congressional panel spelling out that the U.S. had 1,054 Minuteman and Titan II missiles and 656 submarine-based ballistic missiles. The same chart obtained this year has those numbers blacked out. The archive says under new guidelines, thousands of public pages are being withdrawn. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Well, the allegations are shocking. Military recruiters involved in dozens of sexual assaults. CBS News correspondent Bianca Sorlozano.
A six-month investigation by the Associated Press found more than 100 young women were preyed upon sexually by their recruiters. More than 80 recruiters from all branches of the military were disciplined last year for sexual misconduct.
Missouri Congressman Ike Skelton is the ranking Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee.
Very disappointed and extremely shocked at the results. Of course, we should stiffen penalties for such activities.
It's 4 past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A media frenzy last night in Los Angeles.
Carr, do you have anything to say about the United States?
John Mark Carr mobbed by reporters at LAX after a 15-hour flight from Thailand. He is expected to be in custody there for several days, pending extradition to Boulder. A Fox News Channel cameraman, Chris Jackson, was on board that flight and says there were finally some emotion on Carr's face when the plane touched down.
You could see that there were a range of emotions going through his face, and that's the first time I've ever seen any emotion on him at all. I've been following him since he was arrested, waiting outside his prison, filming him in the departure lounge of the airport, and looking at him for 15 straight hours on this flight. and that was the very first time I saw anything than the normal, calm face that you've seen on TV just staring back at you.
Jackson says that car traveled in business class for safety reasons. Former Denver Bronco Reuben Drones now playing for the Cleveland Browns, but he's facing jail time that could keep him off a football field this year if he's convicted on assault and harassment charges. He's due in an Arapahoe County courtroom today, stemming from an alleged confrontation with his wife at their centennial home in May. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And good morning. We got a gorgeous ride so far for your Monday. Not a lot to be concerned with. I-25 through T-Rex looking really good, although we did have some ramp closures last night. Northbound, those have all been removed. I-70 wide open both directions, all the way to DIA, your security wait time there, 5 minutes this morning. Watch out for lights flashing red, too, all directions. Quincy at South Lowell and Sheridan. Of course, the big news today, big day for DPS as kids get back to school, so obviously a lot more traffic on our roadways. You want to give yourself a little extra time and watch out for those school zones. Weather today, patchy early fog, partly cloudy.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
I could be wrong, I could be right. I could be black, I could be white. I could be right, I could be wrong. I could be white, I could be black.
Good morning, it's 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. High today, 86, partly sunny, and we do have thunderstorms in the forecast. J. Marvin back again this week to suffer the slings and arrows of a non-caring public. Oh, Lord, I'm only kidding. It's going to be a long day today. We're doing this show and Ed Schultz's show today. We're going to do that for the next 2 days, John Turk and I. So John Turk and I are literally stuck in here together for the next 2 days, all day.
11 hours worth.
Yeah, 11 hours. About 2 o'clock, we start really hating each other. Oh, all right. Good morning. I hope you had a good weekend. Hope you got out and enjoyed a little bit of Colorado as we start to creep now into fall. I keep saying that every single day, but it's true. Look at the sun goes down earlier, and the sun comes up later. And you know what? I'm not ready for fall. Is anybody ready for fall out there? I am not ready for fall, despite the fact that there's a lot of complaining and a lot of griping about the heat and the weather. And on Wednesday, the high is supposed to be around 95. But I'm just not ready for a fall. I want an endless summer. I can't help it. Okay. 303-713-7600. Turk and I are talking about this off the air. Every morning we come in here, and particularly on Monday morning we come in here, and we go over all of the news sources. And we go over everything that's out there, looking for stuff to do and things to talk about and things we think that you'll want to talk about. And this morning, once again, all over the news, everywhere, is John Michael Carr and the Ramsey case. Now, do you want to talk about the Ramsey case, or do you not want to talk about it? Should we single-handedly be the only media outlet and the only local talk show that should ignore this case totally and not talk about it at all and not say anything about it? Did you see that cartoon over the weekend? I think it was in the Rocky Mountain News by Michael O'Keefe about the talk show host. And it said more or less, you know, was saying more or less that, you know, thank God for, you know, John Michael Carr, whatever. I can't remember the exact caption. And it was talking about ratings and it was talking about, you know, getting attention and all of that. And my first impression when I saw that was, well, wait a minute, not me. Because we did it for one day, one morning for a couple hours, and then that was the end of it. And we didn't do any more of it. And I don't want to speculate on the guy's innocence or guilt. And I'm learning, I don't know if you feel this way, but I'm learning far too much about this guy that I really don't want to know. For instance, that he called a sex change clinic several times in Thailand. Now, how's that relevant to anything? You know, regarding the guy's innocence or guilt. How is that relevant? Or that absurd, weird quote that ran during the Osgood file, where the guy, where his next-door neighbor is asked if there's anything weird about him marrying a 16-year-old girl, and the guy says, nah, that's not unusual around here. You know, that he had married a 16-year-old, and I think before that he had married like a 13-year-old. Because I always get the impression that those of you that listen to us, that you want to talk about the more weighty issues in the world. But if this is on everybody's mind, and this is what everybody's talking about, then maybe that's what we should be talking about. I just don't know what there is to say about this guy. I guess either you believe in your heart and in your mind that he either did it or he didn't. Or maybe there's a few of you out there who believe, like I do, that who knows what he did. That it's too soon to be able to tell what went on. And to go over every inch of this thing, to me, is bizarre. But you know what? It has pushed everything off of the front page. It has pushed everything back. Yes, Iraq is in there. Yes, the Middle East is in there. With Israel conducting a raid over the weekend into Lebanon and technically breaking the ceasefire. I mean, that's in there. And there are other stories in there, such as the tragic story that appeared over the weekend, which I emailed several people, about American vacations disappearing. But this whole thing is like all over the place. And Turk and I are sitting here scratching our heads, and we're thinking to ourselves, we'll be damned if we do and damned if we don't. It's lurid. It's, how do you characterize it? Now, let me tell you something. I worked at one talk station, and I've talked about this before on the air. I worked at one talk station where content was forced on me. There were things that I could or could not talk about. And, you know, part of that was that they leaned on me, and then part of it was that I went along with it to get along, because, you know what, I was making really good money. And we always sit around, don't we always say this? Well, you know, if I could make X amount of dollars, I'd do anything. No, you wouldn't. If you have any kind of conscience, you wouldn't. Trust me, you wouldn't. Nobody here has come to me and said that I could or could not talk about anything. Nobody has said, you know, you can't do this or you should do it or whatever. Nobody has said anything to me about this. This is just me sitting here on Monday morning at 6:17 talking about this. So I want to know if we should be talking about this or we shouldn't be talking about it. And you know what? Once again, I mean, use this occasion to talk about the media if you want to. About the fact that this is like the big thing. This is like the leading thing. And that they're going over every bit of minutia of this guy's life. Now, do you consider yourself to be a more knowledgeable person? Do you consider yourself to be a richer person? Because we knew that he called a sex change clinic in Thailand? Do you consider yourself to be a richer person? A more knowledgeable person? Because we learned that he flew in business class back from Thailand, and that he had champagne, and that he had roast duck, that he married a 16-year-old, that he married a 13-year-old. And here's and then I'll take some calls. I want to ask one other important question. Do you think the media has already convicted this guy in public? Do you think he's already been found guilty? And if he ever has to go to trial, where the hell are they going to get any jurors who don't know anything about this guy and don't have any already preformed opinions about him? 303-713-7600, three open lines on this Monday morning. And we just got Pete in Fort Collins. Pete, you hang on. We'll talk to you coming up. And anybody else who wants to jump in on this, whether you think that AM 760, Progressive Talk, should be focused in on the JonBenet Ramsey case and Michael Carr.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318.
303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
The road during this back-to-school season and throughout the school year, remember to take along the three C's of safe driving. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. White Fence Farm at 6263 West Jewel Avenue in Lakewood is proud to sponsor this message. For everything in great family-style chicken dinners and family fun, including farm animals, children's playground, a country cottage, and horse-drawn carriage, visit White Fence Farm in Lakewood or call 303-935-5945.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner. Call me at 720-529-5442 or see my work online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Isn't it time for a new pair of favorite jeans? Lee has any style you need, including relaxed, loose straight leg, and boot cut in any wash you want. So it's easy to find what's right for you. Come see the new Lee and find your new favorite pair of jeans at Kohl's. Lee, get what fits.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, I heard the Chili Peppers put on quite a show over the weekend. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6, high today, 86, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Good morning. It's Monday morning. We got two calls on the line. I'm shocked to have two calls on the line on Monday morning. I was thinking about like maybe next Monday doing a whole show, 4 hours with no phone calls, considering I have to beg, cajole, and scream to get calls on Monday morning. Well, we're talking about the Ramsey situation here, and we're talking about whether we ought to be covering it. And also whether this guy, John Carr, if it goes to trial, how's he ever going to get a jury that's ever going to be independent? I mean, hasn't the media convicted this guy? Let's go to Pete in Fort Collins. Pete, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Pete. How are you doing?
Finer than frogs hair over here, pal.
Good.
You know, this Ramsey thing, Jesus, boy, what's wrong with this society when you get somebody like this in the media? It's like bleeding in front of a shark. It's just amazing. I know, like you, way too much about this guy after the first day that he came out and said he was, you know, there at her death. You know, I think that if you don't talk about it, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. But doggone it, man, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb with a tuxedo on. So my vote is shut up about this. This is ridiculous. You know, it's just going to make things worse the more the media does this because, where's he going to find an impartial jury? You know, and all that stuff. It's a feeding frenzy, man. And I just,
Do you actually think there'd be 12 jurors, 12 of his peers who could honestly go before, I mean, if they try him, right?
Right.
That could honestly go before a judge or a prosecutor or a defense attorney and say, well, I don't have any knowledge of this guy?
Maybe in Bangkok. I don't know. I'm not here. I mean, my grandmother, who doesn't speak English, knows about this.
Really?
You know? Yeah. Yeah. You know, so it's just way too much, way too soon, and way too late. You know, it's just, it's stupid, you know. Be the sore thumb, Jay. You know, but, like I said, you know, you'll be dressed up for it, so that'd be good.
All right. Thanks, Pete.
Okay, man. See you next Sunday.
Bye-bye. You got it. All right, let's talk to Frank in Westminster. Frank, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. Yeah, I have to agree. I think there's more pressing things going on in the world today with, you know, Iraq, the Middle East. And I heard on Rachel's show this morning that the IRS is going to start outsourcing jobs and stuff.
Yeah, that was in the New York Times yesterday. They're going to start outsourcing, turning the collections over to private businesses to start doing the collecting on those people who owe small amounts of money.
Yeah, so you know, why isn't the media focusing on that? I mean, that actually affects all Americans. The whole JonBenet thing, it's overkill. It's, you know, there's nothing wrong with keeping an ear out on it and just keeping up on it. But you know, whatever happened to Aaron A. Thompson? You don't hear much about that anymore.
Well, let me ask you, what do you think it is about this that we're so attracted? Well, you know, I don't want to use the word we, because I don't want to put you in there or myself in there. But what do you think it is that the public is so attracted to this?
I think it's all the schematics behind it. You know, him being in Thailand and all this background information. It's a Hollywood freak show, if you ask me. It's just, it'll probably end up making for a great Sunday night miniseries eventually, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I also question people who watch that stuff on TV, too.
yeah, me too. What is the validity of that?
Yeah, you know what? Frank, I guess we're definitely not in the mainstream, brother. Thank you for the call.
You rock. It feels good not to be in the mainstream.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I guess Frank and I aren't in the mainstream, and neither is Pete. Here's Kurt in Boulder. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hey, I'm doing okay, Kurt. What's up?
Well, you know, I just, between the young lady who was snatched up in Aruba and the JonBenet Ramsey thing, I kind of got to echo the comments of some people in the media lately, which is, we just have kind of an absurd obsession with young Caucasian women in this country, and as soon as one turns up missing or there's some problem and they're cute enough, then somehow that's more important in the news media than are these very important issues, like, you know, the wiretapping decision by the judge in Detroit, you know, the issues of Iraq, obviously, probably should be kind of right up front right now, you know, in our consciousness. And so I think it's kind of perverse that this gets this much attention, especially when you consider how apparently iffy the guy's story is. I mean, there's so many potential holes in what he's claiming to have been or done that I just think it's really premature to start saturating the news media with the story. That's really my feelings on it, Jay.
Yeah, you think we got? I think we do have some hang up on white girls.
Well, I hate to say that, but I mean, how many young African American women have been snatched up from, you know, terrible neighborhoods all over the country every year. I don't really remember ever seeing much news coverage about any of those.
Or any neighborhood.
Exactly. So I'm not sure. I mean, I think the proof's kind of in the pudding. I mean, how much time should we spend with it? Well, I probably already spent too much.
All right, pal. So, thanks, Kurt. I appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
All right, let's go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey,
Marshall.
Hey, I'm not attracted to this, and I don't think there's really the demand for this type of coverage. I mean, I think it's just a pack mentality. I think, you know, hey, look, there's a shiny object over here. Everyone else is looking at it, so the media just rushes over and says, hey, you know, let's all just, you know, provide, you know, it's like a shark, attack, basically. You know, I don't know how else to describe it, where there isn't any logic to the amount of coverage that we are getting. It just seems like, well, everyone else is doing it. There must be something good over here, and I don't care about it. I at least don't want this amount of coverage.
But somebody must care about it because they're doing so damn much of it.
No, I think you overestimate the media. I think it's a pack mentality that everyone else is you know, going and looking at the shiny object. We must have to go look at the shiny object, and I don't think it's. Because no one wants to take leadership anymore, you know? They want to all, you know, they're all just trying to protect the tail. And, you know, it provides a level of cover for them because no one can say, hey, why aren't you covering this? Because they can say, well, everyone else was covering that, you know? Everyone else was at the airport in L.A. It must have been the right thing to do instead of, you know about the IRS story or, you know, I don't know, about, you know, the drought. I mean, that's something that impacts farmers still to this day. I mean, we got a lot of rain this, you know, weekend, but, I mean, there's a lot of farmers that are struggling just for water. I mean, how stupid is that? You know, water, something that, you know, should be in abundant supply, but, you know, isn't. I don't know. And I think that's the dynamic that we're seeing here.
Yeah, somebody must care about this, though. What about the other two aspects of this? What about the idea of what Kurt said, that we're hung up on white girls? And then the other thing is, suppose they take this thing to trial, which who knows if they will or they won't. Where are they going to get an impartial jury for this guy?
I don't know. I mean, the guy, they dug into him because there's really not a lot here. I think the reason they're digging so deep in his phone records and the whole nine yards is because there isn't a lot here. And I think they're trying to, you know, get their unique angle on the story because, you know, something's got to be different with their coverage than, you know, the thousand other different coverages out there.
Right. Everybody has to scoop everybody else, right?
Yeah. So they're digging into this, but there's nothing there. So they have to dig that much deeper to find something of substance. And it's just pathetic.
You know what? It is pathetic. It really is pathetic. However, I just have this feeling that, I don't know. I don't know how to put into words what I'm trying to say. Marshall, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
All right. I don't know how to put into words what I'm trying to say. You know, it's like it's all over the place. And I knew it was going to be all over the place this morning when I got up at like 3 o'clock this morning and I turn on the TV just to see if anything happened overnight, and it's all John Michael Carr. All right, 303-713-7600. You want to weigh in on this? Should we be covering this story? Should I be talking about this? And where is this guy going to get an impartial jury? And what about the idea that we're just hung up on white women in this society? I don't know. And what do you think draws people to this? Why are people so drawn to it? See, I love to get on the air and speculate about stuff. I really do. Because I don't pretend that I have all the answers. That's why I like you guys to call in and give me some, you know? 6:32, 28 minutes away from 7 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now, Gina, I'm not even going to get to know you because every traffic reporter that I get to know, they take that person away from me.
Well, I think I'm going to be with you for a while, hopefully.
Oh, so then it'd be okay for me to talk to you?
Sure.
Okay. I'll try not to embarrass you.
Okay.
Do you have any thoughts about this whole thing, about why the media is like all over this?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I just know that I'm tired of hearing about it and seeing about it, you know, seeing it on every single channel. That's just my personal opinion on it.
Yeah, is there anything else going on in the world? If there is, we don't know about it, right? Because
it's all
John Michael Carr.
That's
all right. You know what? T-Rex is just about, I think tomorrow it's supposed to be done.
Yes, that's the big day.
So How does 25 look this morning?
Actually, it looks really good right now, though it's picking up a little bit right along southbound, that's usual southbound stretch, 104th to 84th. We're looking good through the tech center, though, along I-25 and through the T-Rex project. Do you have a stalled bus creating a snag along the Boulder Turnpike, right lane, westbound at Federal? Watch out for that. We've also got some fog being reported along the eastern plains. That could make your drive a little troublesome along the far east side of I-70, both east and westbound near Lyman, U.S. 40. Weather today, patchy early fog, partly cloudy.
It's your roof. Talk about the fundamentals. Who would argue that your roof is one of the most important features of your home? My advice, don't talk to anyone about replacing your roof until you talk to the experts at Fowler & Peth first. Learn what tile, what texture, what color, and what contractor is right for your project. See all your roofing and decking options displayed from floor to ceiling at a Fowler & Peth showroom. There are three in the Denver metro area. Go to FowlerPeth.com for the location nearest you. Get the right material and the right contractor at FowlerPeth.com.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Very, 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 very hard. And you got to be impressed by that. And I've had personal dealings with them, as you know, because I bought cars there. We send our family, our friends there. So there's just not enough I can say about Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982, now going on almost 25 years. Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They are really, really good people. The ownership is good people. I mean, they really go the extra mile to make sure you're happy. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, that's just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Stop in there, tell them J. Marvin and John Turk sent you.
Hear that? It's the sound of Gigi Dennis stifling Colorado's voices. Dennis is Secretary of State, and one of her jobs is to protect our political rights. Instead, Dennis is trying to muffle thousands of Coloradans. Teachers, nurses, firefighters, workers of all kinds.
Stop them.
Do it now.
Shut them
Hear
down.
That? That's the sound of the party bosses ordering Gigi Dennis around. She's doing their bidding instead of protecting our rights. Dennis issued a ruling that snuffs out the right to political speech and public action for people just like you. Arrogant, arbitrary, unaccountable. That's the Dennis decision. And it's as terrible as it sounds. Hear that? That's the sound of Coloradans demanding action. Gigi Dennis has transformed the Secretary of State's office from guardian of our voting rights into a partisan snake pit. She should reverse her decision and apologize to us all. We can't wait to hear that.
Paid for by Clear Peak, Colorado.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
6:38, 38 minutes past 6. High today, 86, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. You know, we're actually going to break a record here. We actually have phone calls on this Monday morning. Most of you lie dormant on Monday morning and don't participate. So I was all prepared to come in here and do a four-hour marathon. Then, you know what, the thing that really, really got me was that it was like all JonBenet Ramsey and all this, you know, Mark Carr business. And it's like, man, oh, man, already. And, you know, we just couldn't get, Turk and I just couldn't get over the fact that it was all over the place. that we just had, you know, that was everywhere. So does anybody want to explain to me what this is all about, why this is so important, and should we be talking about it? And then if it's like all over the news, how do you ignore it? Because you know what, I got to lay down some things here. You know what, number one, this is the only local talk show on this radio station, right here. It's us. And conventional wisdom dictates that you deal with local topics. So do you ignore this? Let's go to Bill in Aurora. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Bill.
How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Oh, man, just making it. Yeah, you know, I just want to chime in on this because I do believe that, you know, there you can't ignore it because of what's happening, but I can understand with so much other things, so many other things going on in the world and just the fact that we need to really look at covering those areas as much as we're covering the story. Now, I had had mentioned, you know, before I got on the phone, radio, on the air with you, the fact that I really believe, now this is just my opinion, first of all, I'm going to make some statements. The first statement I believe is that this gentleman, Mr. Carr, I don't think he did it. Now, that's just my opinion. Now, that's a strong opinion, but I think when you look at how all of a sudden they found him, and they found him in Thailand, and what he was doing out there, then it's like, He just was produced out of thin air, in my opinion. Now, the other thing that I look at is that how this has sort of been pushed into the light as far as the media is concerned, because I really feel that I think it's some things going on, some alternative motives that are happening here. And what I mean by that is that when you look at how a lot of things come about, for instance, like all of a sudden this happens, and it takes us away in terms of people who are really focusing on certain things and certain issues that are going on just beyond just what I want to call JonBenet Ramsey and some of these other stories. So I see that is there, and I'm going to ask you this question. Is there a possibility that people on the right wing are really pushing these stories so they can get us to get our minds away from what they're doing behind the scenes? I mean, is this something that is planned? Is it something that is created on their end? And I just want to leave it with that, and just to get your opinion about that. Thanks.
All right. Well, you know what? Bill wanted to hear the answer off the air. Okay. I don't think it's a right-wing plot. I don't think that this is the right-wing news media trying to take our minds off other things. I think this is the capitalistic, bottom line, shareholder media trying to latch on to something that they believe will bring them greater viewership, that will bring them greater listenership, and that is a what they term a hot local story. So then what ends up happening is if you're sitting in my seat or in John Turk's seat, who produces this show, then we sit around and say to ourselves, well, wait a minute, is this what the public really wants, and are we missing the boat by not getting on and not talking about it? But the public always seems to be drawn to this kind of thing over everything else. I mean, that's why, you know, you have People Magazine, that's why you've got the National Enquirer, that's why you've got all these publications that people are drawn to. And finally, you know, the media, to me, from what I've been able to observe in 34 years, the media, to me, is made up of two components. It's made up of the desire for profitability and to make money, which means you got to get listeners and you got to get viewers and you got to get readers. So it's made up of that, and it's also made up of the idea that reporters, editors, and others have become extremely, extremely lazy, and that they let people who make news, they let them get away with all kinds of things, or they don't report the full story. They only go as far. You know what they serve as? They serve as a gigantic echo chamber for conventional wisdom. That's the days of digging down to get a story now are few and far between. All right, let's go to Nanette in Castle Rock. Nanette, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I happen to agree somewhat with the gentleman who just called. I really think that this is partially a distraction. It is basically a Republican-owned media. And also, I think that people are perversely attracted to it. But frankly, I'd like to move on. I don't, you know, there are lots of missing kids out there. And this is rich white money, and Republican, it's good for the Republicans just to have us not talking about something that's important. An awful lot has gone on in the Middle East this weekend. Where is that information?
Well, I have to disagree with you. I mean, I don't think it's a conspiracy by the right wing to push this off on us. I don't think it's a conspiracy by the Republican or big business controlled media. There is something about sex, and there's something about violence, and there's something about this kind of crime that just draws people. I mean, people go berserk. And if you go back and look through the history of sensational crimes, people are, like, all over this stuff.
Yeah, they're perversely attracted. I don't think it was a planned-out thing, but let's go with that. You know, this can be our lead story, and we can...
Because that's what they think the public wants.
Yeah, move everything down. Well, you know, they also think the public is stupid.
I'm trying to think of the people I've worked with over the years have ever voiced that opinion about the public being stupid.
I said they think the public is stupid.
What, the media thinks the public's stupid?
Frequently, yeah.
I've never heard it voiced, but I've heard it voiced that they believe that the public is lazy. I, on the other hand, don't think the public's stupid. I think the public's pretty smart. I think that they're just preoccupied.
Yeah, but, you know, this is a no-brainer story. They can talk about it. Everybody can talk about it. Cute little girl, blah, blah, blah. But it's less painful to talk about that for the general public than what's going on with our soldiers, than what's going on. They'd rather not hear it. And I think that the people who control the media say, hey, we know that this is something that people really like to, you know, chew on, because it's like Turk said, watching a train wreck or a car accident. Everybody needs to have all the minutia just because it's a distraction from their lives and what's really going on.
All right, let me ask you this question quickly. Do we lose listeners if we don't talk about it, do you think?
Well, to be real, I'm bored with it, Jay.
Well, I am too. I mean, I'm not interested in it to begin with, and I don't follow a lot
I've
of these cases.
I've turned it off the TV, and I'm going, who cares already? Try them, don't try them, you know?
All right, that's you, but what about the greater public? Do you think we lose listeners by not talking about it, or do we gain listeners by ignoring it?
I don't think that it's... I think it deserves 30 seconds of time and move on, or you're going to lose listeners.
All right, fair enough. Nanette, thanks. Have a good day.
Bye.
Okay. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. All right, do you agree with Nanette? Do we gain listeners, or at least keep listeners, by talking about this, or do we lose listeners by talking about this, keeping in mind that we're the only local talk show on this radio station? Do we have an obligation to get into this every day, or should we just ignore it and be into other things? 6:47, 47 minutes past the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
I-25 in the mix now. Big increase through Aurora from I-Left to Alameda. Also through your tech center, Yosemite to I-25. I-25 itself still really loaded up. Primarily your southbound lanes, 104th to 84th. We're also seeing a big increase eastbound 6th at Federal. That stalled bus creating a big snag along the Boulder Turnpike. It's in the right lane, so you'll have to move left to get around that westbound at Federal. Weather outlook today, patchy early fog, partly cloudy and more scattered afternoon thunderstorms expected with a high of 85. Currently 60 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need new tires? Get new tires chosen specifically for your vehicle. Get a free tire rotation and 27-point inspection.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Same as a traditional innerspring mattress, but has been tested to last twice as long. You'll get a 30-night in-home trial and a 20-year limited warranty. So, stop by any Select Comfort store, and for a limited time, you get a free pillow when you find your sleep number. But hurry, this offer is valid until supplies last. Plus, pick up your free brochure on back-to-school sleep tips for the family. Select Comfort stores are located in most major malls, and they're all over the place here along the Front Range, and I'll give you the name of a few places to go. Check out stores like the Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Cherry Creek, and the Promenade Shops, rather, at Centuria.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-704-9938. 800-704-9938.
If you want to lick your Doritos dust-covered fingers in public, go ahead. If you want to lick someone else's Doritos dust-covered fingers in public, proceed with caution. Lick the delicious nacho cheese morsels tentatively at first, checking for initial response from the stranger. You'll know soon enough whether they're enjoying this as much as you are. A willingness to lick a finger that doesn't belong to you or anyone you know because it has Doritos dust on it. That's snacking strong.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:52, 52 minutes past the hour. High today 86. Partly sunny with thunderstorms in the forecast. We're talking about the JonBenet Ramsey coverage and about how it's all over the news here this morning. And where they're going to get an impartial jury on this guy if they decide to try him. And should we be, here's the most important thing, you know, should we be covering the story or should we be ignoring it, seeing as we're the only local talk show on this radio station? Let's go to Kyle on I-25. Kyle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to say something about something I saw on The Daily Show last week after this story kind of came out. Jon Stewart was showing how all the cable news companies and stations were talking about this and showing what they had, talking about how they had talked about it 10 years ago and basically backtracking off of how they convicted the Ramseys on their channels 10 years ago. Yet, at the same time, they're convicting John Carr now.
Yeah.
They didn't learn anything from what they did 10 years ago. At the same time, they're apologizing for what they did 10 years ago. They're doing it all over again.
Yeah, I said this when the story broke. I worked here. I worked on another radio station in this town. Well, I don't mind giving the call letters. I worked on KHOW. And, you know, while I dabbled a little bit in whether the Ramseys had done it or not, Steve Alexander and I, who were working together at the time, basically picked on the Boulder Police Department and the Boulder DA more than anything else when we were talking about it. So I never got a reputation for clinging on to the JonBenet story. But you're right. They did, you know, the media did convict the Ramseys, and now they're acting with almost certainty, a lot of them, that this guy, this John Michael Carr, that he did it. And so they're back doing exactly the same thing again, I think.
Yeah, and I'll admit, the guy acts a little strange, but that doesn't mean he did anything. But I have to admit that 10 years ago, I kind of thought they did it because they acted strange, too. But being strange doesn't make you guilty.
No, you're right about that. Absolutely right. Kyle, thank you, man.
All right, thanks.
Okay, take care. Let me go to John in Colorado Springs. John, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, well, I had a television-free weekend as a result of the resurfacing of the JonBenet story. And, you know, I don't watch broadcasts, but all I do is cable anymore. Well, then all three were focused on the JonBenet story. So, and again, everybody's chasing Fox. And, you know, that's Fox's kind of news, you know, super sensationalized.
Hyped.
Hyped, right, yeah, hyped the story. And again, you know, we all pretty much understand it's about ratings, and, you know, that's really what they're interested in. And it doesn't matter what the story would be.
Yeah, anything that would be sensational, they would jump on.
Well, sure. And then again, you've got stories out there about CNN and how, you know, CNN is in a disarray, and they're you know, chasing Fox and the ratings. And so they put, you know, this neocon Wolf Blitzer is now their, seems like he's their featured, what do you call him? You wouldn't call him an announcer.
He's their featured anchor. He's their news anchor, yeah, with the Situation Room, which is a god-awful show.
Right, yeah. They do great specials. You know, when they'll do one of their specials about a specific subject, they're the best. But, gee, their news has just deteriorated to me. I didn't watch their news anymore. I'll go to Fox first.
Oh, God, not me. Fox is, that's not news, that's fiction. That's cartoons.
You can settle in the middle and just do MSNBC. You know, they're the channel right there in the middle. So you kind of get, you know, you can compromise by going to MSNBC.
All right, but is there too much coverage of this? Or you know, and
who knows? I mean, how would you know? Again, Fox is dictating the agenda of the other stations, of the other networks, rather. So you don't really know. I mean, if Fox does it, they're going to do it.
All right,
it doesn't make any difference.
All right, what about us? Should I be talking about it in the morning?
But you have a different type of listener who is probably going to be a little bit more aware that, you know, or have feelings that this is a rehashed subject, and that, you know, they could go to Fox for that. I mean, I think for a program like yours, if you did the Me Too thing, you'd die. Because people aren't turning into your program to hear about JonBenet.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that would be, to me, that would be death if you followed, you know, sensational news.
Well, you know what? I don't intend to talk about this anymore other than this hour. I don't intend to talk about it tomorrow unless something, you know, really dramatic were to happen. And it's good to know that the majority of people, anyway, who called in this morning really don't want to hear about it. So that enables me to move on to something else at 7 o'clock.
All right. Again, stop and think about it. I mean, you know, it's just the media's shameless twisting and tweaking of the listener and viewer's emotions. I mean, like, what does Barbara Wawa, what does she do? It's all about their sex, somebody's sex life.
Yeah, you're right.
Something terrible that happened.
Yeah, you're right about that. I got to run, John.
Okay.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. All right, coming up next, Hillary Clinton. There's a new article and a poll out about her, and we'll talk about it coming up.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
To lose our faith in her. She consistently voted against allowing federal stem cell research that could lead to treatments for horrible diseases. Musgrave took tens of thousands in campaign contributions from Tom DeLay, the guy who spread corruption around Washington like a virus. And while those with guts in Congress seek the truth about forced abortions in U.S. territory, Musgrave turned her back on the unborn to protect her political cronies. In fact, Marilyn Musgrave embodies everything that's gone haywire in Congress these days. And boy, have we lost faith in them.
Paid for by Coloradans for Life.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News. I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
There was big marshals on the flight following him around.
John Mark Carr is back in the U.S., under arrest and in jail this morning. The suspect in the JonBenet Ramsey murder case arrived here last night after a 15-hour flight from Thailand. He flew business class. Fellow passengers say he didn't seem nervous.
He was kind of didn't show any emotion on his face.
Carr is being held in a special cell in the downtown county jail. He is under a suicide watch being checked every 15 minutes. Next will come an extradition hearing as authorities try to move him to Colorado. If Carr waives extradition, he could be in Boulder by the end of the week. I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles now with more CBS News. Here's Jim Shinovy.
Federal health officials say more must be done to get the word out about possible birth defects from a popular acne medication. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Starting this year, Jim, people wanting to use Accutane and similar drugs have been forced to register with a strict pregnancy prevention program called iPledge. But critics complain iPledge is complex and confusing, that it's keeping these acne treatments out of the hands of many patients who need them. Several senators have sent a letter to the FDA demanding solutions. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
President Bush planning a news conference in about an hour. Live to White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Jim, he'll use an 8 to 10 minute opening statement to discuss the situation in Lebanon. He'll likely face questions about the shaky truce between Israel and Hezbollah. Now, it will be the president's first visit here to the temporary space being used while the White House briefing room is renovated. Workers right now rushing to put the presidential podium and flags in place for this appearance, Jim.
Saddam on trial. Take two. But it was more of the same from the deposed Iraqi leader, now facing charges related to that crackdown on Kurds nearly 2 decades ago. He refused to make a plea, wouldn't even give his name. Correspondent Mark Strassman in Baghdad.
Saddam looks like an old man. He tends to shuffle when he walks. His shoulders are hunched. But even when sitting and defiant, you start to see the force of personality come out.
Plenty of gunfire in Midlothian, Texas, beginning yesterday afternoon. It went on into the night, an 8-hour standoff with a gunman who started shooting at police responding to a call of a broken window. When it was over, 4 police officers wounded, the gunman dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. They still don't know what set him off. He says he killed 7 people, drug runners who he murdered, took their money and drugs, burned their bodies in his bedroom fireplace, and then dumped what was left around his property in Drexel, Missouri. Chuck Stocking is a neighbor of Michael Lee Shaver.
We have these big turkey vultures out here, and they fly around that property.
The search is resuming this morning for human remains. Shaver was arrested Friday after a failed carjacking. S&P futures right now down 3. This is CBS News.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. The commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. Wealth management from UBS. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call you and us. Member SIPC.
Come into your local Goodyear retailer for the Goodyear MVP tire sale. Plus, get up to a $40 cash card with a purchase of four selected Goodyear tires. And ask how you can double your cash card value up to $80 on qualifying purchases. Our lineup is stacked from top to bottom with Goodyear's most valuable products, like the award-winning Assurance and Forterra tires featuring triple tread technology. Hurry, because both the Goodyear MVP tire sale and cash card offers end August 26th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for the complete details and the retailer near you. Certain restrictions apply.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. John Carr escorted to the U.S. His plane landing at LAX last night. A cameraman for the Fox News channel, Chris Jackson, was actually on the Thai Airways flight and says Carr is different than most suspects in a crime.
Yeah, I shied away from my camera. And I, as a cameraman, I film lots of suspects. I film lots of criminals. Most try to hide their faces. He just stares right at you.
The confessed killer of JonBenet Ramsey flying with guards in business class, which allowed more security. But while in business class, Carr dined on shrimp and duck and sipped champagne. Authorities in Aspen say they have recovered the body of a Texas biology professor who fell more than 300 feet while climbing South Maroon Peak. 66-year-old Sterling Smith had been leading his climbing partner and two other people down from the summit Saturday when he fell. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we have our first wrecks of the morning, one affecting you out in Aurora, key intersection for your commute, Colfax, west of 225, and a two-car fender bender southbound Broadway just after 20th. Also have some big-time slowing now along those sections of 225 from Yosemite to I-25 and Iliff to Alameda, and heavy southbound delays also on that stretch of I-25 into downtown from 38th to Spear. Of course, it is back to school for DPS, so please remember, slow it down through those school zones. Security wait time this morning at DIA, 5 minutes. And your weather outlook for today, patchy early fog, partly cloudy, and more scattered afternoon thunderstorms expected with a high of 85, currently 60 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Check and go. Convenient and confidential. Check and go.
Prompt and professional.
Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's an easy process and a more affordable option than paying bank overdraft or bounce check fees to a bank. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Monday, it's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today, 86, partly sunny with thunderstorms in the forecast. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. The number, 303-713-7600, and it's good to have you along here this morning. 08 is not that far away. And there are names out there. There are people out there who are considering running for the Democratic nomination for the presidency and also the Republican nomination. And one of them, of course, on the Republican side is John McCain. Another is George Allen, who appears to be in a bit of trouble in Virginia. His lead over Mr. Webb, over George Webb out there, has shrunk to 6 points after his slip of the tongue, the Mokaka incident. And there are others out there that are thinking about running. I think Chuck Hagel is another one who's thinking about running on the Republican side. So is Rudy Giuliani. On the Democratic side, you've got possibly Russell Feingold, who I really like, really like what he has to say. You've also got Governor Mark Warner. I really like him. and I'm attracted to his ideas and his energy. And when we had him on here, it was one of the best interviews I've ever done. And that was last week at this time. And he was here in town to help raise money for Bill Winter, who is running against Tom Tancredo. And I thought Mark Warner was great when we had him on the air. And we only had him on the air for like 10 minutes maybe. 10 minutes at the most. And it's like he's one of these guys where you got to get in here and you got to give him an hour. Because he can talk forever on anything. And he has lots of great ideas. So I'm attracted to Feingold, and I'm attracted to Mark Warner, just to name a few. And there's others out there. I mean, who knows what General Wesley Clark is going to do, whether he'll run again. And we interviewed him, and I found him to be pretty fascinating. John Kerry may run again. He kind of made a point on George Stephanopoulos this week by saying that whether he decides to run for president or not, that he, you know, that he'll base that on his own feelings, not what the poll numbers are. That the last time he ran, he was 30 points down, and I'm just kind of paraphrasing him here. So Kerry's out there. Al Gore. A lot of us would like to see Al Gore run. There are a lot of people out there who would like to see Al Gore run. I'm intrigued by seeing Al Gore run again. But who knows if he will or he won't. And then, of course, there's conventional wisdom candidate Hillary Clinton, which most people assume that Hillary Clinton will run. We've talked about Hillary Clinton here before. I would hope that she doesn't run, because I really don't believe she can win in a general election. And you know what? I could turn out to be totally wrong about that, and so could a lot of other people. Time magazine is running with a story that is on the cover with a picture of Hillary Clinton. And they've got an article in there called, it came out Saturday, How Americans View Hillary, Popular but Polarizing. According to a new Time poll, Hillary Clinton is the Democrat most people would support for president. They disagree about almost everything else. Most Americans agree that Hillary Clinton is intelligent, that's 81%, and that she's politically moderate, 67% believe that. She's the Democratic nominee they'd support the most if she runs for president, leading a field with 46%, just ahead of Al Gore's 41, so Al Gore's not that far behind, and a majority, 53%, agree that she makes a generally favorable impression, but they don't agree on much else. As reported in this week's magazine, Red and Blue, America has strongly divergent views on Hillary, and they're going to release the complete poll on this to Time.com today, and it shows just how far apart these views are. It's as though their television sets broadcasted two entirely different versions of the evening news. In Blue America, they're watching a Lifetime movie about the country's first female president. In Red America, they're watching Godzilla. In One America, Hillary is considered to be smart, committed, likable, with strong values and empathy for people like them. And in the other, she's an ambitious, callous appeaser. Republicans also think she's a divider and not a uniter. That's 52%. And just going by the numbers, Republicans do have a point on this. Hillary Clinton may be the most polarizing figure on the current political landscape. Time asked respondents about 11 phrases one could use to describe her, from likable to would protect America against terrorism. Democrats and Republicans disagreed by a margin of over 40 points on the, on whether these phrases applied. Of eight of them, and by 50 points on the three others, including strong leader, Republicans 25, Democrats 77, would protect America against terrorism, Republicans 17%, Democrats 67%, and has a strong moral values, Republicans 16%, Democrats 69%. Democrats and Republicans came closest in agreement on her intelligence, Republicans 73%, Democrats 91%, and the likelihood that she would stand up for issues important to women, Republicans 60%, Democrats 81%. Now, here's my question. Do you believe that Hillary Clinton could win a general election in November of 08, or do you see her as being too polarizing? And would you rather see another candidate? And if so, what candidate that's out there at this current time appeals to you? 303-713-7600, and I got four lines open. In other words, is she too appealing, too polarizing, rather, to be able to win a general election, or do you think that she can knock down that polarizing effect and be able to overcome it? She's got $30 million in her senatorial war chest, which she's not going to have to spend. She's going to be able to hang on to most of it because she virtually has no competition in the state of New York. She's going to win there hands down. Question here on this Monday is, does she have broad enough support? Because in order to win, you got to get moderates, you got to get independents, and yeah, you're going to have to pick off some Republicans too. Or is she just too polarizing? And if you find her to be too polarizing, what is it about her that you think is too polarizing? For me, I see her in this calculated move to go towards the middle. And I'm not saying people can't change their minds, but that's what I see. I see kind of this calculated move to go to the middle. And then the other thing is I disagree with her on the Iraqi war. And, you know, that happens to be a very important point for me. She believes, or has believed, that we should send in more troops and that we can't leave the country. Now, she gets away from that and kind of moves away from that and tries to move to a middle ground by going at it with Donald Rumsfeld and taking kind of the same tack that Joe Lieberman is taking, which is, I'll criticize the management of the war, and that kind of gets me out from underneath the idea that I walk lockstep with the administration. So she's been doing that. She supported the flag-burning amendment, which I don't support. And, I don't know if that... Would you consider that to be a left-wing position? I consider that to be a civil libertarian position. But she supported that. So that, to me, is not attractive. But yet I sit back every single day and I notice that, you know what, she's always talked about as being the front runner. Now, is she truly the front runner, or is this the conventional wisdom of the media that's making her the front runner? Is that what's going on here? Because as we've talked about so many times before on this show, the media is like this gigantic echo chamber. And it picks up stuff from other media and then echoes it around. So when you think Democratic nominee, 08, Hillary Clinton. And 08 is not that far away. And if you're going to run in 08, you got to get going. So if there are any Hillary supporters out there, I would really, 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 really love to hear from you. And if you think she's too polarizing, I'd love to hear from you too. And if you are a independent... or a moderate Republican who has discovered this radio station, I'd love to hear from you too on that. I'd love to hear what your viewpoint is. Those of you who consider yourself non-committed to any candidate too, I'd love to hear what you have to say. Like I said, I'm not committed to Mark Warner. I'm interested in Mark Warner. I'm pretty warm towards Russell Feingold. But he hasn't declared, so... And, you know, I'd be interested in General Wesley Clark again, too. I don't know, I think there's a lot of... You know, and Al Gore, too. I mean, I'm fascinated by the idea of Al Gore running again. I'm not going to make any... I'm not going to make any bones about that. I'd like to see Al Gore taken on again. I think he's got a lot of good things to say. All right, we'll go to your calls, and let's see what you have to say about Hillary Clinton and whether you feel she's as polarizing now as she was the last time we talked about this, which had to be almost 7, 8, 9 months ago. 303-713-7600, 717, 17 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Still seeing some collision cleanup this morning affecting you in a couple of areas. Aurora, we had a key intersection affected there for your commute. Colfax, this is just west of 225. Also watch out for that two-car wreck. Southbound Broadway just after 20th. Also have major slowdowns now along 225. Usual stretches there through the tech center. And again, I-Lift to Alameda. You're also seeing the usual southbound delays now getting into downtown 38th to Spear. Of course, 104th to 84th out of Thornton North Glen. And remember, of course, back to school for DPS. You want to remember to slow it down through those school zones and watch out for all the pedestrian traffic. Weather outlook today, patchy early fog, partly cloudy, and more scattered afternoon thunderstorms expected with a high of 85. Currently, we are at 60 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic this morning for their new spicy Southwest breakfast burrito with crispy jalapeno strips and a spicy chipotle sauce. It's breakfast fired up. Try one this morning with your favorite drink because Sonic is your ultimate drink stop. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
7:18, 18 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know my dogs, Coco and Jackson. Mary and our dogs, Coco and Jackson, love Purina One. They've been on Purina One since they've been little bitty pups. But have you ever tried a product that works so well you couldn't wait to share your experience with others? That's how these pet owners feel after switching their dogs to Purina One's Total Nutrition Formulas. Take a listen to what they had to say about the real ingredients in Purina One and the healthy changes that they saw in their dogs after taking the 30-day challenge. Let's listen to Erica talk about her dog, Lucky.
Purina One, I like the way it's formulated for the puppy part and the adults. Like, we use the lamb formula, but I know there's different formulas you can use, so I like that fact, too, that we can kind of switch things up if we want, just to give him some variety. The main difference that I noticed with him is just, I would say, more of an energy level. It seemed like, I don't know if there's more fillers in some of the other dog foods, but when we switched to Purina One, it just seemed like he had much more energy. Before, he just seemed like he laid around a little bit more. Now he seems more playful.
All right, there you go. So try Purina One's newly reformulated Total Nutrition Dog Foods and see if a change in pet food can change your pet's health for the better. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, 1-888-606-BARK. And call today to take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge and get a free, I'm talking free, 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or your senior dog. It's as simple as that. Purina One. And you know what? You can also pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Albertsons.
As an AM 760 listener, you know the power of change. It's in your voice, it's in your convictions, and it's in your pocketbook. That's why AM 760 Blue Lists has been growing every day. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and joining. Companies on the Blue List include Remax of Arvada, Investment Protection Service, and Louise Aaron Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the Blue List and support the companies that support AM 760.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream. Except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from ISI, and once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-700-5593. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593.
Got tickets to see Al Franken? Looking for a place to hang with other progressives before the show? AM 760 has your exclusive pass to our Al Franken pre-show party at Bayou Bob's. Stop by Bayou Bob's next to the Paramount between 5 and 7 p.m. on August 24th and receive pre-show appetizers and drink specials available only to Progressive Club members. Not a Progressive Club member? Log on to am760.net to register and get all the details. It's a pre-party before the Al Franken show with AM 760. 60 Progressive Talk.
722. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that's how radio announcers are supposed to talk. 22 minutes after 7, high today, 86, partly sunny with thunderstorms. How polarizing is Hillary? Time magazine has it as their cover story. And your feelings about Hillary Clinton, could she win a general election? Here's Denise of Westminster, Denise left. Denise, doggone you. She supported Hillary Clinton. I wanted to find out why. Well, I got one line open now, 303-713-7600. I know waiting through those commercials sometimes is a real pain, but, you know, we definitely want your input. Okay, let's go to Steve in Green Mountain. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I really believe that 2006 will dictate the direction of the party. I got to believe that, first and foremost, I had called once before about maybe 6 months ago about John Dean, he's not a big time Hillary person because, and as the chairman of the Democratic Party, I could see that there could be some conflict there. She's not exactly what he wants. He wants someone that's going to pull a stop to this war, and she wants to stay the course. I think her husband wants to stay the course. I know he's got a lot of power. I know he's got a lot of direction and everything, but I honestly truly believe that 2006 will dictate if the Republicans somehow, some way, manage to keep the status quo. It puts the Democrats in a very, very difficult position. If they rob about 10 or 15 Congress seats and 3 to 5 Senate seats, it changes the whole ball of wax. I just think she's a media hype. I just think that she's falling behind the first man, who would be Bill, and a lot of people would feel safe knowing that he's right there looking over her shoulder and that her best confidant is her husband. But as far as that, I'm with you. Al Gore. I really think that the public is going to look back on 2000 and say, oh, my God, what have we done over the last 8 years? And I just think it's going to be a Nixon-Kennedy situation, where Nixon came in after Kennedy, and they said, oh, my God, let's see what happens here. And obviously, I just think Al Gore is going to be the next president of the United States, sir.
What happens if he doesn't run?
Well, I just think it's going to be a situation where, like, they drafted Nixon even after he lost California and everything. It said, look, the public is going to make this up to you. And I really honestly and truly believe that he believes it. I really think he's the best alternative out there. I think Kerry is fine and everything, but I'm going to say something that no one has ever said. You know why I think John Kerry lost? Because of his wife. People just didn't see a first lady in her, and I really believe that. Some people think that way, Jay. I hate to say it, but some people just think that it's a package deal and everything, and I just think, you know, with Teresa, a lot of people just turned John off because of her.
You think it was that, or do you think it was the fact that he got swift-boated and really didn't respond to those attacks and really kind of laid down?
He tried to take the high road with that situation and that whole situation with the swift-boat veterans. I really don't understand that situation at all and why the public bought that crap. That really bothered me to no end, because I proudly wear my Vietnam plate on my car. And I understand it was unpopular, and I understand there was a lot of animosity towards that war and everything. But at the same time, I really, you know, I'm just holding my breath for this election. I really, really hope that America comes to senses this time. I really hope it's devastating for the Republicans that it'll put him in a lame duck situation for the last 2 years of his administration.
Yeah,
and everything.
You know what? I agree 100%. I just wonder what happens if she decides to run, and she goes and runs in those primaries, man. Who's out there that could stop her?
Yeah, I believe that. But, of course, Bill's going to be right there with her, and that puts the whole situation a very, very difficult situation. Jay, as always, I enjoy the program, and it sure beats what's going on these other stations and everything. And God bless. Huh?
Thanks, Steve. Drive safe. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Mary in Littleton, who supports Hillary. Mary, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay, good morning. With Hillary, I don't think she's polarizing at all. I think the Republicans try to make her a polarizing figure. I think she'd make an excellent president, and I know a lot of people that are behind her.
Well, I know there are a lot of people that are behind her, and conventional wisdom dictates right now, at least at this point, that she's the, you know, that she leads, that her, that she leads on the Democratic side, that John McCain leads on the Republican side, but this time poll indicates that she is polarizing.
Well, I think it's the Republican doing the polarizing, not the Democrat, and I think that is just something where they're just going to drag in Whitewater again. They're going to drag in all of the Clinton stuff. And, you know, it's, she's been proven an excellent senator. She can work with both sides of the aisle without giving up her principles. And I think she'd make an excellent president, like I said. I just
all right, but can she reach out? Can she reach out and can she appeal to moderate Republicans? Can she appeal to people who consider themselves to be independents? Or is she too polarizing towards them?
That's a great question. I think that she can appeal to moderate Republicans. I talk to a lot of people, Republicans and Democrats, independents also, and they feel that she doesn't have, you know, they'll always preempt it with, well, she doesn't have a chance because she's too polarizing, but, you know, I'd vote for her. And these are people on both sides of the aisle and independents. So I think that if, you know, what we have to do is get a smart campaign and not allow the Republicans to do what they did with Kerry. You know, he didn't respond. I don't think it was Therese at all, like your previous caller said. I think it was more of the fact that he did not respond to the Swift vote as to their attacks and so forth. He played a clean campaign, and they got down and dirty on it, and he didn't respond, and he should have. He was by far the better person. And with Gore, like the other guy said, yeah, he'd be awesome. I voted for him the first time. It was stolen away from him. But I think that we've got two excellent candidates as far as Gore or Hillary, and whichever one that wins the primaries, if they both go for it, we've just got to be very, very smart and then you know, back her up or back him up the way that the Republicans always do, and be prepared for the attacks because they're going to come out. They came out nasty against Hillary, but it's always been the Republicans doing it.
I've longed asked that question on the air, too, about how partisan people want or think that progressives and liberals should be. Okay, quickly, before I go here, if you had a choice between Gore and Clinton, which would you take?
I'd take Hillary.
All right, Mary, thanks. Appreciate the
call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. One line open at 303-713-7600, 730 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know, I've often longed asked that question as well about Hillary being polarizing, but also about how partisan you want the next campaign and how partisan you think the campaign should be now. About how partisan should we get? Who do you think Hillary's too polarizing, or do you think she can do it? We'll take more of your calls coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Right now, we'll take a look at progressive traffic with Gina Michaels.
Be prepared for big backups in Aurora now along 225. A new collision on the highway there southbound at Mississippi is holding you up as our rush hour delays from Alameda to 6th and again through the DTC. But the one on Colfax just west of 225, that's out of your way. Stop and go now southbound 25, I-70 to Broadway. Also seeing some crunch eastbound Highway 36 right through Westminster, Federal to Pecos, and C-470 starting to heat up. Just normal congestion there, however, through Highlands Ranch. Today, some patchy early fog, partly cloudy.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
7:32, it's 32 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, you know what? You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer like Mike Turner, who's a great guy. He believes in and supports this radio station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every single day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner are at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Hear that? It's the sound of Gigi Dennis stifling Colorado's voices. Dennis is Secretary of State, and one of her jobs is to protect our political rights. Instead, Dennis is trying to muffle thousands of Coloradans. Teachers, nurses, firefighters, workers of all kinds.
Stop them.
Do it now.
Shut them Hear down. That? That's the sound of the party bosses ordering Gigi Dennis around. She's doing their bidding instead of protecting our rights. Dennis issued a ruling that snuffs out the right to political speech and public action for people just like you. Arrogant, arbitrary, unaccountable. That's the Dennis decision. And it's as terrible as it sounds. Hear that? That's the sound of Coloradans demanding action. Gigi Dennis has transformed the Secretary of State's office from guardian of our voting rights into a partisan snake pit. She should reverse her decision and apologize to us all. We can't wait to hear that.
Paid for by Clear Peak, Colorado.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
Isn't it time for a new pair of favorite jeans? Lee has any style you need, including relaxed, loose straight leg, and boot cut, and any wash you want. So it's easy to find what's right for you. Come see the new Lee and find your new favorite pair of jeans at Kohl's. Lee. Get what fits.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yes, I'm one of the few that doesn't air dirty laundry. Only my own. 7:34, 34 minutes after 7. High today, 86, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Time Magazine, how Americans view Hillary Clinton, popular but polarizing. Let's go back to the phones. And we go to Chris in Fort Collins. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
Hi. How are you doing?
Doing excellent. Clinton, yes. You know, I kind of wondered about this poll, and I think to myself, if they put any popular Democrat in there, would they be viewed as polarizing? You know, that's kind of how they try to paint us all the time. And one particular item that I thought was funny is in that poll, they talked about, and you might have to help me with this, what was one of the questions? It was, how would we respond to terrorism, or how would we respond?
No. Who would protect America against terrorism?
Yeah, who would protect? You know, I think that's kind of funny, because you look at like Woodrow Wilson, you know, or look at some of our past Democratic presidents that we had during, you know, war times, and how successful they were, and I just think that's kind of hilarious, but... I don't find her necessarily polarizing personally. What I do support her, and I would definitely vote for her if she got the nomination, but she's not my first choice right now. And personally,
who would be your first choice?
Well, I would love to see Gore run, and I would love to see her run as his vice president. I think that would be a great package. If not Gore, and I have a feeling he's not going to run, I've always been a big Biden supporter. So, and he threw his hat in the ring really early, maybe one of the first Democrats to do so. And I've been paying a lot of attention to him lately and trying to catch him on C-SPAN whenever I can. And to me, it just seems like he has the answers that I want to hear. So...
Yeah, I left him out, and you're right. He is going to run, he said, if he can raise the money. I met him once. He's an awful nice guy, but I'm not attracted to him. He's too much of a status quo candidate for me. But you know what? I would still bet you that he would probably show up in a poll as being less polarizing. Mark Warner would show up in a poll as being less polarizing. Gore would show up in a poll as being less polarizing than Hillary, because Hillary carries baggage, and I think part of that baggage comes from her husband, the negative side of her husband.
I'm sure it does. It surprises me that people say that, and I think she's painted with that, bro. I mean, you look at her, they say she's a moderate Yeah, she's a moderate. People are always complaining on the Republican side, and even some on the Democratic side, that, you know, we're trying to put up a candidate that's too liberal. They're not going to attract this person, or they're not going to attract this group or this voting group. And so we finally did get somebody that's considered somewhat moderate, and now they're polarizing. It's like, you can't win for losing. So.
Well, I wonder how much this polarization also has to do with the fact that she's a woman.
Well, I think a great deal of it has to do with that. And this is one thing that I noticed about the Republicans. Every time that the Democrats have something in their way and it scares them, the first thing that they do is attack. Attack, 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 attack. And they will find the most infinitesimal point about a person, and they will drill it home constantly in their little, you know, in their little TV media machine. And it's almost like they invent stuff about a person, or they just try to look at one of the smallest details about a person or say things about a person to try to, decrease their popularity.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Well, they're always on the attack because they need an enemy, and they also need fear in order to be able to survive. Chris, thank you, man. Drive safe, and I appreciate the call.
Hey, Jay, where's Big Head Todd at? Is he coming back? Or?
He's out on the road, and I heard from him by email about 3 days ago, and he's due back in town here shortly, but I don't know if he's going to come on the radio or not with me again. It depends on what commitments he's got here locally that he's got to fulfill, but he and I are still in contact.
Cool. Hey, thanks a lot, Jay. Appreciate it.
All right, Chris, you got it.
Safe.
All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. I didn't ask during this whole shebang here about the idea that she's also a woman, that Hillary's a woman. Now, you know, I do want to point out that her position on Iraq right now is not in the mainstream. As much as the media tries to portray that, you know, guys like Lieberman and Hillary and some of the others are in the mainstream, they're not, because if you look at the last poll released on Iraq, 60% of the people want out in some way, shape, or form. Let's go to Carol in Denver. Carol, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Fine. I think with Hillary right now, like I was telling Turk, is that I'm just on the fence because I haven't really heard from her yet. She's been kind of sticking to her New York campaign, and I've probably seen her maybe 5 times in a year on the television. And I'm kind of waiting till she actually starts campaigning, and I hear what comes out of her mouth. And maybe the reason that she's the way she is on the Iraq war is because by the time she starts campaigning, things may have changed drastically. And I think she's going to address the current situation and try to keep the focus there rather than what's happening now, because what's happening now may be irrelevant by the time she starts running.
I'd be interested to see what other people think about that thought. I mean, to me, let me ask do you honestly think that as much as all of us would like this to happen, do you think honestly that things would turn around in Iraq for the better?
No, I think things are going to get a heck of a lot worse. And I think the way she tore down Rumsfeld shows to me that, if nothing else, she definitely knows things have to change in Iraq, and the way that the course that we're doing right now has to change. And, you know, to me that was obvious. I mean, she just ripped him every way but Sunday. So it's kind of hard. I think she's not committing because it's a fluid situation as far as how many troops you bring out, when you bring them out. I think that all depends on what's happening in 08. You know,
we need to commit now to get. We need to get out of there.
Well, sure, we need to get out.
I mean, they're going. They're in a civil war there.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. And this president, by the time she's in 08, if she was to win, she may also be fighting a war in Iran. The way this guy's going.
Well, you know, let me tell you something. There's more and more information leaking out, and there's more saber rattling going on. That this administration would like to bomb Tehran.
Yeah.
I asked the question on Friday, didn't get a whole lot of answers to this. And I've asked the question on the air here before about this, whether you believe, whether people believe, that if this administration were to bomb Tehran, would the American public go along with that, or would they, or would they, would there be mass objections to that?
God, I would hope they would just stand up and scream, because there is no way that this Congress is going to give him permission. And if he goes into Iran without getting permission to do so from this Congress, then, you know, I don't know what more this man has to do before people see what his cut really is. I mean, what he is really, really about. And he is about just, you know, killing, just killing. That's all he knows. And you know, I don't know. I would hope to God that that would be the end of his administration if he did that. But who knows the way the American public is right now?
Well, I don't know.
You know, I really don't know.
I don't know. And you know what?
That scares me.
It scares me, too. Well, maybe we'll talk about it coming up next hour. I mean, next hour we're going to talk about the fact that Senator McCain may have broken his own McCain-Feingold law. We'll talk about that. But maybe I'll get into that next hour. Thank you, Carol. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay. Bye-bye.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. I got to say it again. I'm really drawn to Russ Feingold and Mark Warner. I want to find out more about Mark Warner. I really liked him when we had him on here, and I liked what he had to say. So I want to find out more about his campaign. So I got to do more investigating around about that. I'm not that high on Hillary. I mean, if she got the nomination, I'd support her. But if it were, you know, if it was a primary vote, I don't think that I would. I don't think I would vote for her. I think I would vote for. We'd have to see who's running. But I mean, I think I would vote for Gore. Feingold or Warner or any combination of the three of those guys. I don't know that I would go for Hillary. 744, 16 away from 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're still seeing a lot of delays. If you're headed into downtown, watch out for the wreck that we had southbound I-25. Right near 20th Street is where it's starting to bog down. Of course, it is still real busy all the way back to I-70. And the Boulder Turnpike seeing a lot of crunch right now. Federal to Pecos. Down south Highlands Ranch area, C-470, very heavy now from Lucent to University. Weather today, some patchy early fog, partly cloudy, and more scattered afternoon thunderstorms expected with a high of 85, currently 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Rush into Office Depot for hot deals on great tools to start school. Now at Office Depot, packs of...
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
Thank you and everybody else in Progressive that we listen to.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warped pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. I'll bet that's why it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center, and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
Stop by the two new James Hardy Siding Centers in Lone Tree just west of Park Meadows and in Lakewood across from Belmar. Or call 866-3-HARDIE for a free at-home siding evaluation. Schedule to reside by August 31st and get up to $2,000 off installation. Some restrictions apply.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
747, 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you need roof work done on your house, if the weather has ruined your roof or has caused damage, there's only one place to go. You should call XL Roofing. They are the folks to get it done. You can depend on XL Roofing. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used XL Roofing, and you should do the same. Give them a call at 303-761-6400. They work with all major insurance companies and will make sure you don't get ripped off. And I'll tell you what, these guys have a proven track record since 1994. Your project manager is with you from start to finish, a dedicated quality control inspector to make sure your job is done right. And here's the big thing, no payment until you're satisfied. No payment until you're satisfied. Man, as good as these guys are, why would you chance it with anybody else? Call 303-761-6400 or check them out at xlroofing.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-54-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-54-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-54-GO-WIN. Call now.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:49. 49 minutes after the hour. High today, 86, partly sunny. Grab an umbrella, thunderstorms in the forecast. Talking about Hillary Clinton and about this Time Magazine article, How Americans View Hillary, Popular But Polarizing. Back on the telephones, and we go to Jason in Fort Collins. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey there.
Hi.
So, we've talked about this before. We've heard about Hillary before. And it's not because she's a woman. You've got to put that out there. My problem has always been, are you familiar with Kevin Phillips? He authored a book called The American Dynasty.
Oh, yeah. I've read most of his books.
Yeah. Well, he kind of puts out there, you know, about just how the presidency is becoming a dynasty. It's becoming a monarchy. And that's one of the things that always drove me up a wall about Bush is that we had a restoration of power, you know. And if we're supporting Clinton, literally that's what we're doing. Is we're actually just restoring another presidential dynasty that we had from before. And, you know, the inherent problem with that, and that's what Phillips talks about, is that you are basically, if you're always keeping the same monarchy and whatnot or the same thing, it leads to more corruption. And, I mean, to me, I think that there are elements of Hillary that are very nice, but at the same time, you know, by containing power in one family, and this, obviously that's what we've seen with the Bush family, you know, and I don't want to see that happen in my presidency. Our presidency, we're a democracy, and there should be, you know, shifting powers and whatnot. Obviously,
well,
Bush.
Yeah, but I think, you know, to compare that to the Bush situation, there's a couple of things. There's one big glaring difference here with George W. Bush. And the big glaring difference is that you've got a Congress. You've got everything in control by one party, so there are no checks and balances. And there's nothing that acts as a balance against abuses. Where even Republicans who are sitting in Congress, you know, if they were doing their job, they would hold this administration accountable for the things that have gone on, but they're not doing that. So,
sure,
the executive branch is able to get away with murder. I mean, I don't know that we would have that again if you had Hillary, as president. I mean, in her defense, and you're never going to get away from having these select people running for office. until you go to public campaign financing, and then of course anybody could get into the race.
And I mean, that's the direction that we would like to take the country in as well, as this is campaign finance reform. But to me personally, I'd love to see the re-elect Gore campaign. That's what I'm a big fan for. But I think there are just elements that I hate seeing that happen to our democracy. And I mean, because historically we're getting further and further away from what we originally wanted.
Not enough turnover. I agree with you there. Jason, thank you, man.
Yeah, not a problem, Jay.
Okay, we'll talk to you. All right, let's go to Warren in Wheat Ridge. Warren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hi, Warren. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, and thank God for this program on the air. I mean, you guys are a breath of fresh air.
Well, you're very kind.
Well, I think we should do one thing specifically with Hillary. Number one, she's a woman, and I have nothing against a woman being in office, but she's a woman. Number two, she's with a loser, and that was Bill. Bill, when he said, "I had nothing to do with Monica," blew it. And that stigmatism holds over on her. Now, we're fighting a war here against the Republicans, and we better come up with a hell of a gun. And
But you know what you're leaving out is, name me the last Democrat that was elected to the presidency twice. I mean, Bill Clinton was elected twice, and even when he was in the middle of the Monica Lewinsky thing, he still had a higher popularity rate than Bush has got now.
And you're right, but he said, "I had nothing to do with her." I don't care how much we talk about it, that's the stigmatism that carries on. Gore, now let's go the other way. I mean, a loser is a loser. Now, I don't personally like Gore, but remember what I said? This is a war. Do you want to shoot her with a BB gun, or do we need to come up with some better meat? I mean, I just don't think they're going to win. I don't think they've got anybody outside of one man in the Democratic Party that I think is worth a hill of beans, and that happens to be that Obama that's from Illinois.
Yeah, but he's not going to run for the presidency. That's number one.
He may not do it this time.
Well, he's not going to do it this time. That's number one. And number two, I don't think you can wholeheartedly say, and there were a lot of things that Bill Clinton did that I disagree with, and I disagree with Hillary on the war, and I disagree with her on the flag-burning amendment. I disagree with her on other things. But you can't call her a loser, and you can't call him a loser, because electorally they were very, very successful, and we haven't had that kind of success in God knows how long. Name me another Democrat that's had that kind of success. Nobody.
Well, you name me a Democrat that's gone through what Bill went through that went back and won.
Well, Bill can't run again, but Bill's not running again.
You're right, but I'm just saying, go back this way, Jake. How many presidents were ever elected that ran the second time? I'm 64 years old, and I've never seen one. We need a big gun, and the problem is the Democratic Party, we don't have it.
Who?
Who?
Yeah, who's a big gun?
We don't have a big gun. We just don't. And
I'll tell you something. I wouldn't choose Hillary, but if she got the nomination, I'd vote for her. But I think, I'm sorry, Warren, but I think you're wrong.
I think that I would vote for her as well, but I personally think she won't win.
She may be too polarizing, but I just don't see the blowback. I mean, to connect what her husband did with her, and by the way, in comparison to crimes and the things going on,
mm-hmm. And you're right.
You could make the case that he perjured himself in front of a grand jury, but what's that compared to misleading us into a war?
I realize that, but you know what, Jay? Just remember, this guy got elected the second time.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he's got a tremendous. I mean, he was tremendously popular with the American public. But I don't want to spend time defending him.
I'm talking about Bush.
He got elected the second time. But the first time, he stole the election. The second time, there were voting irregularities, and he used fear to get it done.
And you're right, but you know what? You know what? It seems like a lot of Democrats don't remember, but I sure as hell do, and I'll tell you what it is. We talk about the the vote of the people really didn't get the president elected when Gore was in, right? But the same thing happened to John F. Kennedy. As a Democrat, he didn't get the popular vote and still won. So, you know, que sera, sera.
But it never went. But the difference is that with George W. Bush and John Kennedy, que sera, sera, pal, it never went to the Supreme Court with John Kennedy. It did go to the Supreme Court with George W. Bush, and Bush was handed the victory. Thank you for the call, Warren. I appreciate it. Appreciate your time this morning. All right, we'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Did John McCain violate his own campaign finance rule, the McCain-Feingold? We'll talk about that coming up. Plus, well, I'll just keep it a secret. You'll just have to wait and see. It's a cliffhanger.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
So, Bob, nice car.
Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well,
not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5,000, $10,000, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 7bruce.com now.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder. And broadcasting in HD.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shinnevy. 15 hours flying time from Thailand to L.A., and many of the other passengers never knew JonBenet Ramsey murder suspect John Carr was up in business class. Dan Schiff did.
Very straight, very unemotional. I mean, just looked very normal and died.
Carr dined on king prawns, roast duck, and champagne on the flight, but it'll be breakfast behind bars. Correspondent Steve Futterman.
John Mark Carr was immediately taken into custody by Los Angeles police. He was then handed over to the Sheriff's Department. Carr was flown by helicopter to the downtown county jail. He is being held in what's called a high-power cell. This means he will be separated from other prisoners and will also be on a suicide watch and checked every 15 minutes.
President Bush to hold a news conference momentarily. A preview from White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
The president will use an opening statement to outline the high stakes in southern Lebanon, scene of the shaky truce between Israel and Hezbollah. Mr. Bush is expected to again call for a lasting peace based on solving what he has described as the root causes of the violence. He will also likely discuss Iraq, scene of an increase in sectarian trouble. This, by the way, is his first appearance here in the temporary media quarters across the street from the White House, where the old briefing room is being renovated.
Same Saddam, different trial. Mark Strassman reports from Baghdad.
He refused to give his name for the court record. He refused to enter a plea. He was combative with a judge. This was very reminiscent of an earlier trial that he was defended in which he was essentially argumentative and combative throughout.
This time round, the former Iraqi dictator accused of atrocities against the Kurds nearly two decades ago. Health experts are demanding more be done to educate women about the dangers of birth defects from the acne drug Accutane. CBS's Dr. Sean Knipp.
This is a drug that needs to be tightly controlled because it's not safe and pregnancy is a very frequent complication.
The FDA kicked off the iPledge program this year, requiring pregnancy tests for female Accutane patients, but critics say it's cumbersome and poorly administered. An eight-hour police standoff ended in Midlothian, Texas, with four cops wounded and the suspect dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Friends say 25-year-old Richard Wayne Miles had problems. He took thousands of photographs for the Associated Press, but Joe Rosenthal, who died Sunday in San Francisco, is best known for one particular shot.
It is possibly the most famous picture.
Former AP photo editor Hal Buell talking about Rosenthal's shot of GIs raising Old Glory over Iwo Jima. Rosenthal was always humble about his historic shot, saying he just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
It happened to be me. It might have been any photographer. Or perhaps it might never have been taken.
Rosenthal was 94. The Dow is down 42. This is CBS News.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For instance, the just-in-time inventory that really is dynamic. Or the every SKU already has a customer dynamic. Or the I've escaped from the crushing shackles of my supply chain dynamic. How do you achieve these kinds of dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
Yeah, my truck doesn't have coverage, but if my boat hit it, will my boat policy pay for the damage to my truck?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical.
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Well, it's a media frenzy in L.A.
Car, you have anything to say about the United States?
A lot of people like hearing
you. John Mark Carr, mobbed by reporters at LAX after a 15-hour flight from Thailand. He's now behind bars. He's expected to be in custody there for several days, pending extradition to Boulder. A cameraman for Fox News Channel, Chris Jackson, was actually on board the flight and says there was some real emotion on Carr's face when the plane touched down.
You could see that there were a range of emotions going through his face, and that's the first time I've ever seen any emotion on him at all. I've been following him since he was arrested, waiting outside his prison, filming him in the departure lounge of the airport, and looking at him for 15 straight hours on this flight. And that was the very first time I saw anything than the normal, calm face that you've seen on TV just staring back at you.
Jackson says a car traveled in business class for safety reasons. Former Denver Bronco Ruben Drones now playing for the Cleveland Browns, but he's facing jail time that could keep him off the field this year if he is convicted on assault and harassment charges. He's due in an Arapahoe County courtroom today, stemming from an alleged confrontation he had with his wife at their centennial home in May. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound 25, really the highway to avoid right now. Rush hour, definitely from Thornton and into downtown, along with two separate wrecks. Really have this pretty well tied up. Fresh two-vehicle fender bender is blocking your left lane now, right under I-70. Looks like you may get a little relief near 20th as they pull that one out of the way. Eastbound Hamden is a hot spot for you right now on approach to I-25. Three cars tying up Hamden at Glencoe. And a bottleneck still exists federal south of Alameda. That was due to that RTD bus and garbage truck crash there at the intersection of Federal and Custer. Your security wait time at DIA this morning, a brief 5 minutes. And your weather outlook, partly cloudy and more scattered afternoon thunderstorms expected with a high of 85. Currently 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic this morning for their new spicy Southwest breakfast burrito with crispy jalapeno strips and a spicy chipotle sauce. It's breakfast fired up. Try one this morning with your favorite drink because Sonic is your ultimate drink stop. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Ahem, I am Otto, Northwest Parkway's new spooks owl. Many audition, but they chose me because I'm wise. My wise tip today is save time by driving the Northwest Parkway. Go to flywithauto.com for more wise tips.
Rockies fans, let's make the rest of the season a race for the playoffs by supporting the home team. It all starts at Coors Field with the Cubs, Diamondbacks, Padres, and Mets. Get your tickets today at Coors Field, ColoradoRockies.com, or call 1-800-388-ROCK.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
It's 8:07, 7 minutes after 8. High today, 86, partly sunny with thunderstorms. And Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'll also be sitting in this afternoon for Ed Schultz between 1 and 4, so it's a long day for John Turk and myself. Arizona Senator and presidential hopeful John McCain potentially violated his own campaign finance reform law when he appeared at a fundraiser in South Carolina, although McCain is famously associated with the McCain-Feingold, the campaign finance reform law. He has, in the run-up to 2008 presidential campaign, backed away from the law. This is not the first time McCain has received criticism for failing to comply with the McCain-Feingold. Senate Majority Project has filed a complaint with the Federal Elections Commission on McCain's potential violation last Thursday night. And joining us is the project's director, Michael Gerke. He's executive director of the Senate Majority Project. And Michael, good morning and welcome to AM760. It's nice to have you on.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, let's talk about this. What is exactly that McCain did that was wrong?
Well, a lot of McCain-Feingold is pretty convoluted and difficult to follow, but there's one pretty clear part that John McCain and all the supporters of McCain-Feingold have been pretty clear about, and that is that federal office holders, federal candidates, should not be able to solicit soft money. And we're saying in our complaint that that's exactly what John McCain did. He sent and the candidate he was raising money for sent an invitation asking for contributions of $100 and up. There's a limit to what federal candidates can ask for, and that's $2,100. And so this invitation asked for more money than that. It's pretty simple.
All right, for the person who he was there or on behalf of, or for McCain's presidential campaign fund.
No, this wasn't for McCain's presidential campaign fund. It was for the candidate in South Carolina that he was raising money for.
Okay, so he was going to raise. In other words, they were going to raise more money than the law allows.
Right. That's a cornerstone of McCain-Feingold, is that federal office holders shouldn't be able to run around the country asking for chunks of money over what they could raise for their own campaigns.
Any comment out of McCain from his office, or anybody connected with his senatorial office? I mean, did you call them and ask them what he thought he was doing, or?
We didn't. Other people have, and they just kind of they kind of blow it off. They think that they've complied with the rules and don't see it as a big deal. They think they've included everything they needed to with the invitation, but it's pretty clear that they're asking for more money than the law allows.
Now, describe for those people who don't know. Describe what soft money is.
Soft money is a term that's used for any amount that is more than what federal law allows a federal candidate to raise. So at the time, right now anyway, federal candidates can raise up to $2,100 for their own campaigns, and that's also the most that they can ask for anyone else's campaign. Soft money would be any amount over than that. It got a bad name because a lot of candidates were asking for $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 contributions for parties, and McCain-Feingold came in and stopped that. It plugged what they call a loophole.
Now, you say that he's backed away from this before.
That's right. There is a reform that McCain-Feingold, Meehan, and Shays had introduced to follow up on McCain-Feingold that would have helped fix the presidential campaign finance system. Now, this would be the system that McCain would have to live under if he chooses to run for president. He was a key sponsor of that. He helped write the law. When it was reintroduced this year, one person was missing. That was John McCain. He's not on that, and he's not co-sponsoring it, and it's something that he's caught a lot of flack both here in D.C. and in his home state of Arizona this week about.
He's got this reputation of being, heading the Straight Talk Express, but it turns out more and more that he's, that's not really the case, particularly in his drive to seek the White House in 08.
Well, I hear that a lot from a lot of people, actually. If you talk to folks, they tend to have a good impression of John McCain because he, in the past, has stood up to George Bush, he stood up to some of the budget excesses, and he stood up to the right wing. But in the past several months, we've seen him cave in to George Bush, seen him cave in and embrace Jerry Falwell, and now back off from what was the cornerstone of all the support, campaign finance reform. So if you are, you know, if you're a progressive and you still like John McCain, then you haven't been paying attention lately.
Yeah, it seems to me that the only way to rid us of all of this is public financing. But you know what? Public financing just doesn't seem to be on the radar, at least on a federal level.
It's hard to get through on a federal level. John McCain actually opposes public financing on a federal level, even though they have it now in Arizona. But it's difficult to break through, and we're certainly never going to break through as long as Republicans who are not living by the current ethics and campaign finance laws are in office.
So if McCain is found to have violated this and taken soft money, what are the ramifications for this?
Well, that's up to the FEC. It's not a serious violation. He's probably not going to go to jail. But, you know, it is important to bring up and to point out to his campaign that, you know, there are people out there who are going to be holding him to the laws that he passed.
Yeah, I don't think anybody, you know, anticipates that he would go to jail for this. Or maybe some people would hope that he would get some kind of a fine, but most people, I don't think that, you know, that that's a jailable offense. But I guess it just demonstrates hypocrisy in the fact that he was the, you know, the author of, part author of McCain-Feingold. And then it turns out that I mean, he's breaking something that he helped to write.
Right. I mean, if anybody should understand the laws and be able to live by them, it should be the guy who wrote them.
How prevalent is soft money in politics?
Well, I mean, McCain-Feingold law actually did a pretty good job of stopping federal office holders from raising soft money, except in you know, isolated cases that we're talking about. So I think it's a lot less prevalent than it used to be.
So it is going down.
Yeah, I think it is.
Which is good. I mean, that's a step in the right direction.
Well, certainly federal office holders are insulated and not raising soft money like they used to.
But still, you know, I go back to this whole thing about, to me, it seems to me the only cure for any of these problems is public financing, yet, once again, you can't get that on the radar. I mean, nobody even wants to, that I know of on a federal level, even wants to talk about it.
It's really tough on the federal level. A lot of states have gone a long way with it, though. And in Maine, in Arizona, Massachusetts, other places like that, there are some really good clean money, public financing type laws on the books. And, you know, once they get on the books in states, a lot of times you'll have federal office holders who pay attention, or you'll have state office holders who come up through the ranks having to live by these laws, who realize that they're actually very good for getting things done that they want to do and eliminating a lot of the influence of money in politics, and maybe then we'll see some more attention at the federal level.
What's holding it up there in the Beltway? Is it the lobbyists? Is it the money that the candidates want themselves? Is it easier to go with the status quo? What keeps it from being debated publicly there?
It's a little bit of all of that, but it's also a little bit of fear of change. And frankly, there are a lot of people on the right wing who you know, demonize public financing and demonize that as spending taxpayer money on politics. But, you know, frankly, I think when you talk to people, if they could see a little bit of their taxpayer money going to clean up what's going on in Washington, they'd be pretty happy to see it happen.
Yeah, you know, I think that the old idea that you get the kind of politicians you pay for, you know, certainly one argument. And then the other argument is, who would you rather see, you know, contributing to put this stuff on? Would you rather see the taxpayers contributing to put it on, or would you rather see, you know, highly specialized corporate interests, which pour a ton of money into these people's campaigns? Would you rather, you know, would you rather see them put it on?
Right. I mean, if it comes down to you or me, you and me contributing a little bit, or big corporations contributing a lot, I think a lot of us will take the former.
Yeah, you know what? I think so too. But it takes a tremendous, tremendous amount of money to run for public office these days, and particularly for Senate. I mean, we were talking last hour about Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's got like and I'm not criticizing her for this. I'm just saying, using as an example, I mean, and there are other candidates we could talk about, but she's got like a $30 million war chest. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's not cheap. A lot of it goes to TV. A lot of it goes, you know, to trying to get the name out.
You know, what about the idea of compelling broadcasters to give these folks free airtime?
That's not a bad idea either. I know a lot of people are looking at that.
You know, I mean, that would cut down on the idea that they would have to, you know, would have to raise money for these expensive, television ads, and, you know, it would cut down on the, you know, it seems to me it would work good in a couple of ways. Number one, it would cut down on the financial cost of the air wars, and number two, I think a lot of us who watch the media would love to be spared from all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Wouldn't you at times?
Yeah,
I mean, especially
yeah.
when they're like, if you're in a hotly contested state where that stuff's lined up back to back like planes coming into Dulles or something. I mean, wouldn't you like to just be, get away from that?
Right, right. Well, I'm a big supporter of the First Amendment, but there's got to be a way to get your message out and create a more level playing field without millions of dollars of corporate interest going into every single campaign.
Yeah, I'm a big supporter of the First Amendment as well, but boy, sometimes I think to myself, there's got to be a way to get these, to get these big corporations out of the process, because what they're doing is they're overshadowing, us little people. Michael, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
All right. You got it. There's Michael Gerke, Executive Director of the Senate Majority Project. So we'll have to see what happens with John McCain and whether what the FEC decides to do about that. 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hang out. It's 303-713-7600 coming up next. How about this idea? A school board votes to ban a gay straight alliance club. Group says policy is illegal.
Beautiful, energy-efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Now buy one window, get the second window for $1.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
The one at 20th pulled out of the way, but they are still dealing with the two-vehicle fender bender blocking your left lane right under I-70. So watch out for that as you head through that juncture. Eastbound Hampton still tied up on the approach to I-25. Three cars there at Hamden and Glencoe. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and more scattered afternoon thunderstorms expected with a high of 85. Currently we are at 64 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This fair rocks, the Colorado State Fair in Pueblo, August 25th through Labor Day. Your whole family will enjoy 11 days and 11 nights of concerts, rodeos, carnival, fiesta, livestock, and more. Get info at coloradostatefair.com.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to DenverHomePrice.com. At DenverHomePrice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
Our children are our future. We're the Urban League of Metropolitan Denver, and we're expanding our 60-year legacy by giving our children a free, cutting-edge online education.
It creates an individual learning plan for the students.
By partnering with local churches and Hope Online, we're offering customized learning for students K-5 through 12. Give your child hope.
Come check out Hope. Give Hope a chance.
Visit DenverUrbanLeague.org. For details, call the Urban League at 303-388-5861, extension 115.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from ISI, and once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-700-5593. The secret to the good life isn't working harder, it's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride with the bus. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 10th for the 4th Annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer counties. And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:22, 22 minutes after 8. High today, 86, partly sunny with thunderstorms in the forecast. J. Marvin here, and we'll also be here this afternoon for Ed Schultz between 1 and 4. It's good to have you along this morning. 303-713-7600. Sex-based clubs, including the Gay Straight Alliance at South Rowan High School. This is in North Carolina. Salisbury, North Carolina, are now banned in the Rowan-Salisbury school system. Without comment, the Rowan-Salisbury Board of Education voted unanimously here a couple of Monday nights ago to approve an amendment to the school's extracurricular activities policy banning sex-based student clubs. Board member Jim Schuping read aloud the complete text of the amendment. The policy uses the system's existing abstinence-only sex education policy as a basis for the ban. In April, the board agreed to ban clubs such as the Gay Straight Alliance, voting to instruct the staff and attorneys to develop a policy. The club at South Rowan, which sparked the controversy, had continued to function through the end of the school year. The board waived its usual requirement of two readings for policy adoptions, allowing the policy to be in effect when the school opens next week. The policy became effective upon adoption. Board Chairman Bryce Beard said later that the new law had been thoroughly reviewed by attorneys. He expressed confidence it could withstand a legal challenge, and that challenge could be coming soon from the ACLU. We have concerns that the policy is illegal, said Jennifer Runninger, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union Raleigh offices in Raleigh, North Carolina. When a school allows extracurricular clubs, it's all or nothing. They can't discriminate. They can't pick and choose. And she cited a 1984 federal equal access law. Runninger said she is not aware of any county or city school district that has a policy similar to the one adopted by the Rowan-Salisbury School Board. It's absolutely misnamed to call it a sex-based club. It's inappropriate, said Runninger, who has been in contact with students and parents in the South Rowan Club. These kids want to create a safe environment to foster tolerance and acceptance. It's inappropriate and factually wrong to call them some kind of sex-based club. It's really a shame. Now, Runninger also noted that the ACLU has successfully represented students who wanted to have a Bible club at schools, which were initially banned. She said the same law protects the Gay Straight Alliance. Mike Clausen, president of the Salisbury Rowan Parents, Family, and Friends of Lesbian and Gays, also cited the Equal Access Act in an email to the Post. Simply put, the school cannot ban gay and straight alliances based on issues of morality if the Gay and Straight Alliance does not interfere with the orderly conduct of educational activities. And unlike previous school board meetings where the issue was on the agenda, the issue drew no public comment on Monday night when they had the meeting. My question for you is, who's right on this, the ACLU or the school board? Suppose that where your kid went to school, suppose they had a gay-straight alliance club. See, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. What's wrong with gay students and straight students sitting down to discuss their lives and to foster some kind of degree of tolerance and understanding? And this idea that, the only kind of sex education we're ever going to have in school is abstinence-based only sex education. I mean, is that living within reality? And what's wrong with fostering this climate of understanding and openness? Well, of course, you know, as we see in our very own state here in Colorado, as you see all over the United States, I mean, there is intolerance towards gays and lesbians. We have amendments on our ballot here that's coming up in November about it, and this kind of struggle goes on all over the country. But these kids should be commended, not punished, and this is a great thing. And this idea of calling it a sex-based club is also ridiculous. because that's not what it's about. I mean, it's not, you know, that gives a connotation that they're having sex, and that's not what they're doing. What they're doing is they're trying to foster this, an atmosphere of tolerance and acceptance. Then we get into something else. Then we get into this point of view. How do you decide what clubs are allowed on school campuses and what clubs are not? How do you make that decision? So, in other words, do you ban all the clubs? And you say there's no Bible study, there's no gay straight alliance club, there's no ham radio club, there's no horticulture club, there's no, I mean, whatever clubs are going on, there's no archery club, there's no, I mean, do you ban them all? How do you make an exception about what stays and what goes? And shouldn't, once again, this gets back to the whole idea, shouldn't school be a rich and varying experience? And shouldn't there be more to school than just reading, writing, and arithmetic? Now, I don't know if, you know, when you went to high school, I don't know if, you know, you were a member of any club or you remember the debate team? How about that idea? Should we, like, have the debate club banished from the school? Because it's either all or nothing. How do we make that critical decision? And the idea of teaching our kids abstinence-based sexual education. Is that reality? And do you think that works? Or is it better to teach them about such things as condoms? And about what happens when you do have unprotected sex and you put yourself at risk? And then back to the original idea of fostering tolerance. What's wrong with the idea of having a club that gets together, and the whole idea behind it is to foster tolerance? What's wrong with that idea? Or is the real agenda here that we're supposed to be intolerant towards gays and lesbians, and that's basically what we're talking about? I've said it many times on the air here. I've said it many times. I've said it a million times. And I still marvel about this. I still marvel about it when I read about it. I still marvel about it when I hear about it. What the hang-up is here with gays and lesbians? I have never been able to understand that. And to me, it's promising that kids in high school want to foster some degree of tolerance and understanding. I find that to be very promising. The intolerance that is, you know, we talked about Janet Rollin last week. The intolerance that Beaupre's running mate and that people like Beaupre's running mate show towards gays and lesbians. And the ridiculous, ridiculous extremes that they go to. And you know what it is? It's all about demonization. It's all about demonization. And it's not about understanding. It's not about tolerance. It's about demonization. All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. I'll take your calls coming up. It's 8:30 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at Progressive Traffic now with Gina Michaels. Hello, Gina. Gina once? Gina twice? Well, they've taken Gina away from me. Okay, so we lost Aaron O'Neill. We lost we lost Amelia Earhart. Now we've lost Gina. We lost Bailey. That's right, Bailey went away too. So we have nobody here to do the traffic. Oh, Gina, are you there?
I'm here. Sorry, Jay.
I thought you got snatched from us. I was going to say, one day on the job and already you're gone?
Invasion of the body snatchers.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm telling you. See, and I'm telling you, working this shift and working with me and being on this show is the kiss of death because management will take it out on you.
Okay.
I'm the black sheep of the family.
Oh, no.
Well, that's very true. Okay, what's going on traffic-wise?
Well, we've got a bit of a traffic jam in Inglewood, southbound Highway 83. You need to watch out there at Parker Road at Arapahoe. We had a crash there. It's still a little bit sluggish. Southbound I-25, I guess, is really the problems for our highways out of Thornton, North Glen. That crash in the left lane at I-70 is still tying that up and adding to your backups. Hamden and I-25, Federal south of Alameda, are in the cleanup, so good news there. We've got much smoother conditions now through your tech center drive both directions along 225 and I-25. Weather outlook for today, partly cloudy.
This Labor Day weekend, Budweiser presents the official Thunder in the Rockies motorcycle rally as it roars into northern Colorado. The all-star lineup includes Ted Nugent, the WFC, comedian Bill Engvall, Quiet Riot, and country star Mark Will. Check out the Balls of Steel stunt show, bull riding, and roller derby, plus biker wedding, custom bike giveaways, beer gardens, vendors, helicopter rides, and a tattoo contest by Main Street Tattoo. Thunder in the Rockies at the ranch in the Budweiser Event Center, I-25 and Crossroads Boulevard in Loveland. Tickets available at thunderintherockies.com. Thunder Mountain, Harley-Davidson, and Peter and Toyota are proud to be sponsors of Thunder in the Rockies.
Sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Well, it's really true. Comcast Workplace can help almost any small business be more productive. And today I'm talking with Jason Donahue.
Hello.
Of the law firm of Donahue, Vasky & Associates.
That's us.
Now, Jason, Comcast Workplace helps your firm?
Oh, yeah. We use Comcast to do research, send files back and forth.
And make tea times, looks like.
privileged information. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Workplace includes McAfee security free. And when it comes to speed, Workplace kicks DSL's skinny little hiney all over the great green earth. Can I say skinny little hiney on the radio?
Well, you're an attorney. You tell me. I think so. Bob is nodding yes over there. Anyway, thanks for talking with us today.
No problem.
Comcast Workplace, speed, security, know-how. Now, Jason, since you are an attorney,
yes.
Got you right here.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind just...
I'd be glad to. Service not available in all areas. Installation and equipment required. Speed comparisons for download.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get 2 months free, plus 50% off installation. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-3213. That's 1-800-900-3213. 1-800-900-3213.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:35, 35 minutes past the hour. High today, 86. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. I like this song. All right, we're talking about this club, this Gay Straight Alliance Club in North Carolina in at South Rolland High School, which is being banned by the school system. And, you know, what they're into is fostering tolerance between gays and lesbians and straights. And the ACLU is saying, well, you can't ban the club because if you ban this club, you got to ban them all. And they say, well, you know what, it's got to be banned because the only sex education we're going to have at school is abstinence-based only. Anything else talking about sex is out of the question. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Eva in North Glen. Eva, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. I am 16. I'm a part of the Legacy High School GSA, And I know that the ACLU is absolutely right. It's not like we are running around, you know, saying, hey, everybody has to be gay to fit into the school. And we have more than just gay straights. We also promote equality between races and all kinds of things. We make sure that there are posters all over the school that make sure that it's a clear and safe environment of equality. And when we hear, like, if a teacher is getting on students' cases, like, if they say, that's gay, you know, and the teacher says, hey, you can't say that, we send them thank you letters and stuff like that. But we're not threatening anybody's sexuality, and we have nothing to do with sex education. It's not like we get together and talk about, like, who we were screwing last week. It's all about equality, and the ACLU is absolutely right that they can't ban this.
Now, you remember the Gay Straight Alliance at your high school, and you guys engage in fostering tolerance, correct? So do you discuss the friction between gays and straights?
Absolutely. We talk about what we can do to make sure that the straight people and the gay people are more comfortable communicating with each other, so that there isn't as much static, and just trying to make the environment more comfortable and just making sure that everyone is comfortable in the situation, whether they're white or black or Chinese or gay or lesbian or transsexual. It doesn't matter to us. We are just all about equality no matter what.
What do you think about adults who seem to have this hateful agenda towards gays and lesbians?
I think that's very closed-minded, and they need to consider that a lot of not only incredibly intelligent, a lot of famous people, a lot of important people in history were gay, and even if they weren't, I mean, should it matter? I mean, should they care? If it's not threatening them, we're not telling them they have to be gay, so I've never understood why they're trying to prosecute us. We're not impressing our views upon them. I don't think they should be impressing their views upon us. We just want to be equal. We want to be treated the same. We don't want everyone to turn gay. We just want to be equal.
Is it tough being gay in this society?
Not really, actually. It's getting a lot more open and a lot more comfortable, and it's actually very nice, but it's always nice when you can get out there and make sure that you're doing something, if you're helping a school environment to be more equal and make people feel more comfortable. But it's actually generally pretty good.
And you're openly out at your school?
Absolutely.
Students don't ever say anything to you about that?
Get a few odd stares, you know, if I'm holding hands with a girl or if they see me kissing my girlfriend or something. And they kind of look at me weird, but most of them never say anything. And usually if I hear someone on the bus, you know, say, like, that's gay, and I'd like to say, can you use a different word? That's kind of offensive. And most of them say, that's okay. And occasionally they'll be like, well, why not? And I'll be like, well, would you like me to say that straight? And they're like, okay, I guess that makes sense. So they're pretty understanding about it, and they're pretty open to being equal and stuff.
Well, it sounds to me, you know, like this is a very, very positive thing, and particularly if you're not suffering any bias in school and not suffering any, you know, persecution in general in school. How do you react to the argument that allowing you, when you become older, that allowing you to marry your partner is a threat on the institution of marriage?
I think that that's ridiculous, and I think it's bull. I mean, this country was founded on making everyone equal, that every man is born equal. It doesn't say every person in this country is born equal, unless they're gay, then they're not quite as good as the rest of us. It doesn't say that in the Constitution. It says everyone's equal. We all have the right to marry whoever we want. We're not hurting anybody else. It's very stupid. It's just single-minded.
Boy, it's great to know there are kids like you out there.
Well, thank you.
It really is. Eva, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Absolutely.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Now, let's go to Peggy in Aurora. Peggy, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. I agree with Eva, except that I'm 56 years old. I'm a straight woman. The homosexuals that I know, and I know many of them, have supported my marriage instead of tried to break it up. My marriage is stronger because of the knowledge that I have friends, regardless of whether they're straight or gay, who have supported me in my efforts to get to know my husband when we were just dating and to build a strong marriage. So as far as gays trying to break up marriage, that's baloney.
Yeah, I don't... I've said it on the air a million times. I mean, I'll never, ever... I can't imagine, you know, making the kind of statements that, for instance, Janet Rollin made on that PBS show.
Well, that's a signal of her stupidity.
Holding those kind of views, being a talk show host, getting on the radio and, beating up on gays and lesbians. I wonder how those people live with themselves.
I have no clue how they live with themselves. It's a sign of their stupidity as far as I'm concerned. And by stupidity, I mean their lack of education and their lack of willingness to learn. Homosexuality has been around for, a millennia. And it hasn't stopped the human race from propagating and spreading. I mean, that's evident everywhere you look. There are still people around. I'm a nurse. From a practical point of view, from a public health point of view, I'd rather have gays and lesbians in committed relationships instead of going and sneaking behind and not getting the information they need about safe sex so that they can have good, strong relationships without, having problems, health problems and family problems that just destroy people.
Well, that gets back to this whole thing about this school board wanting to have abstinence-only sex education in the school. Do you think abstinence-only sex education in the school really works? I don't think it works.
I think if you don't give kids the tools that they need to make good decisions, they're going to make bad decisions.
I agree.
If you don't give them the tools they need, you are promoting stupidity. I mean, it's just incomprehensible to me why people would take away the knowledge that these kids need in order to promote some moral thing that doesn't work. The more repressive you are, the more your kids are going to rebel against it.
You know, the other thing, too, is I'd love to ask these people who are against gays and lesbians who have all these adverse feelings towards them. I'd love to ask them if their parents ever sat down and ever talked to them about sex.
Oh, I don't have an answer for that one. I know I sat down and talked to my kids about sex, and I can tell you that all three of my kids didn't have children until they were in their 20s. All three of them.
Yeah.
And I was very open with them about sex.
Yeah. You know what? And I wonder how many of these people bother to sit down and ever talk to their kids about it, or whether their parents ever talked to them about it, and what their knowledge of all of this is based on. Is it just based on conventional wisdom that's circulated around by people who engage in hate, or do they actually have honest to God knowledge about what they're talking about?
Oh, it beats me. As far as I'm concerned, the people who say this is wrong based on morality have not educated themselves and have not, their parents didn't educate them, or their parents were repressive. And then they went out and did something that scared them half to death, and so they veered the other way like a pendulum.
Yeah. Peggy, thank you. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Four open lines at 303-713-7600. Should the sex, I don't want to use the word sex-based club, as this article in the paper calls it, but should the gay straight alliance at this high school be banned? Would it bother you if your son or daughter were involved in a gay straight alliance club? And did your parents talk to you about sex? And did you talk to your kids about sex? My parents never talked to me about it. But I hear all of this. I had a caller last week. Well, they're gay because they choose that. Well, where did they get that information from? And I've asked this before a million times on the radio. Do you choose your sex? How do you choose your sex? And why this environment of intolerance? You know why? Because there are certain people in life who have to have an enemy. So, you know what? If it isn't African-Americans, if it isn't Jews, if it's not Muslims, then, you know what? It's got to be gays. And, of course, liberals. It's 8:46, 14 away from 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, not a bad ride for us, although we are still clearing some wrecks. If you're Inglewood commute, southbound Highway 83, Parker Road there at Arapahoe, southbound I-25 at I-70 had a bit of a problem. They were still trying to get out of the way there. Hampton and I-25 and Federal south of Alameda. Looking pretty good, though. Elsewhere, Boulder Turnpike, not too bad. It's still pretty heavy with buildup Federal to Pecos, as is C-470 at University and, again, C-470 at I-25 in Douglas. Don't forget, getting back to school for DPS, more roadway traffic, and of course that means minor delays for you near schools as school zone speed limits go into effect. Weather outlook, partly cloudy and more scattered afternoon thunderstorms expected for today with a high of 85 degrees, currently 65. I'm Jeannie Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This fair rocks, the Colorado State Fair in Pueblo, August 25th through Labor Day. Your whole family will enjoy...
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-3213. That's 1-800-900-3213. 1-800-900-3213.
8:49, 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now, you know what? Granted, I don't see Rocky's Autos the same way probably that you see them, as particularly if you haven't been out there, because they're my friends, and I see them that way. I see them as being my friends. I also see them as being a place where Mary and I have done business in the past and have been treated great and also have gotten great automobiles there. I see it as a place where I send my friends and members of my family to Rocky's, and I attach my name to Rockies, and I'm proud to do that. I'm proud to do exactly that. Rockies has the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They have got over 500 vehicles on the lot. They have got everything you can think of. This is not a postage stamp size dealership, folks. And, you know, the other thing about Rockies is they've got their matching down incentive going on up to $1,500. So you put down $15, they'll put down $15, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Go see my dear friends. These guys are my friends. I really love them a lot. Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, are great people. Spanky is a great guy. Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Jim Monroe. the list just goes on and on and on of people working out there. Ziggy and Sergio and Colby and all the folks working out there are really Sherry and Finance. I mean, they all really work hard to treat you right, and they appreciate your business. So, you know what? Get out to Rockies. Check them out and see what I'm talking about. You can see them on the internet, on the web, at RockiesAutos.com, or get out there and see them in person. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. That's Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Etherton Masonry would like to remind parents that more than 3 million adolescents get into serious trouble with drugs and alcohol. It's everyone's responsibility to help young people stay sober and drug-free. Volunteer your time to a local youth program and help change a life. This is from Etherton Masonry, serving the Front Range for 55 years with quality brick, block, and glass block service for commercial applications. That's Etherton Masonry in Federal Heights.
Learn anything and everything you ever wanted to know about home financing with mortgage expert Ken Michaels. Listen to Mortgage Makeovers, the talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune in to Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Privates. Oh, I got that one right. 8:52, 52 minutes past the hour. Let it not be said, J. Marvin deals from the bottom of the deck. High today, 86, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Speaking of that, indulge me. Coming up next hour for at least a few minutes anyway, we're going to talk to Adam Small, who is the co-owner and chief editor of PocketFives.com. We're going to talk about the banning of internet gambling. Something that, I don't gamble on the internet, but something that I'm fascinated with, the idea that you and I, now this must be the civil libertarian side of me, that you and I can't, you know, we can't gamble in our own home. I mean, what does Uncle Sam care about that for? We'll talk about it coming up, but right now we're talking about this Gay Straight Alliance in South Rowan High School in the historic Rowan County, North Carolina area, and this whole idea of abstinence-only education is the only kind of sex education a school should engage in. Let's go to Andy in Denver. Andy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, you bet.
Hey, I'm a new listener. I just kind of caught in a little bit. I was still listening to the last caller there, and, you know, I'd have to agree with her in some respect, you know, just out of personal experience. You know, I grew up in a home where my mom was pretty much scared to death that the devil was gonna take me away, and come to find out, me and the rest of my brothers got pulled out of school when we were a young age and got homeschooled, and well, the devil got us, I guess. You know, we all ended up getting into drugs at an early age. We all ended up getting girls pregnant when we were teenagers, so it really didn't work. You know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so we grew up in that family, and from my experience, the way that my life went and the homosexuality issue, I see a lot of kids being repressed from their parents and society's ideals and stuff. And I really do think that give society some more time, and a lot of that stuff and a lot of that discrimination is just going to go away.
Boy, I certainly hope so. I really, really hope you're right. I really hope you're right, because I don't see any point to it at all.
No, there really isn't. You know, I mean, it's nonsense, because I mean, people, they have their own. Everybody's got a balance of right and wrong within them. We all know what's right. We all know what's wrong. It's built into us. And some people just, you know, most people, I should say, they really do listen to what they were taught and how they were raised. You know, and it affects the decisions they make in their life. And I mean, if you're gay and you're like 9, 10 years old, 11 years old, and you don't know it, I'm sure mom and dad kind of can figure out that they're kind of queer, you know what I mean, or something's not quite. And if they don't talk to us, they don't do anything, or if they make them feel like they're, you know, that's bad for being that way, it's just going to cause more confusion, you know what I mean?
Well, it's just ridiculous to believe that it's a choice. It's ridiculous to believe that, you know, to use extreme examples to justify prejudice and oppression against gays and lesbians, and you get a lot farther by talking and trying to understand. Andy, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to Mike in Inglewood. Mike, about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I've been listening to you for years, Jay. It's great to have you back on the radio in Denver.
Thanks.
I guess what I have to say is I don't understand why government is involved at all. I mean, you know, people's sexuality is pretty much, in my opinion, their business, and I think it's great that these kids want to foster a continuing dialogue between straight folks and gays. I have several gay friends myself, and they're great people, and I guess I don't see why it's a problem.
I don't either, and I don't get it, and I don't get it why there are people out there who think that they can use either the state, local, or the federal government as some instrument of persecution against people whose sexual orientation is different than their own. And then they start going into all these extremes. I mean, does anybody know of any case of anybody who's ever tried to marry a sheep or a dog? I don't think so.
Well, I heard of one in Washington one time. A little twisted. But, it's like the government wants to take the classical part of religion in persecuting these people. I mean, I don't want to whip on religion because, you know, that's kind of passe and everybody does it. But classically, you know, to me it seems like religion took the role of persecuting those people. And I don't see why our federal government, you know, the home of the free, should be even involving itself in that. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think your personal opinion is absolutely right on. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call, Michael. Have a good day.
Yeah, have a good one.
Okay. All right, we'll continue here. I'm going to talk a little bit about internet gambling, and then we're going to go to open phones, and you can talk about anything that I've talked about this morning or anything else that may be on your mind. We'll do that all in the 9 o'clock hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, don't forget, I'll be sitting in for Ed Schultz this afternoon between 1 and 4 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Listen to my show and all of AM 760's Progressive Talk in high definition.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
Now that the kids are grown, we want a smaller place.
We really need more room. There's a baby on the way.
I'll take a place with a garage for my new baby.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder,
and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. President Bush is pledging more than $200 million for the reconstruction of Lebanon while calling for the swift deployment of international peacekeepers.
The terrorists and their sponsors are not going to succeed. The Lebanese people have made it clear they want to live in freedom. And now it's up to their friends and allies to help them do so.
Mr. Bush, meeting with reporters this morning in their temporary headquarters across the street from the White House, also addressed the spiraling violence in Iraq and his intention to stand firm.
This is the fundamental challenge of the 21st century. A failed Iraq would make America less secure.
Today, Iran's supreme leader announced his country's intention to continue to pursue a nuclear program. The president says tensions in that part of the world, especially in Lebanon, are high enough.
Imagine how difficult this issue would be if Iran had a nuclear weapon. And so therefore it's up to the international community, including the United States, to work in concert for effective diplomacy.
A new development is being reported in the investigation of the alleged plot to attack airliners. CBS News reporter Larry Miller has more from London.
British police have reportedly charged around a dozen of the suspects in the plot to blow U.S.-bound planes out of the sky, charged with conspiracy to murder. There are another dozen or so in custody who have not yet been charged. Over the weekend, Home Secretary John Reid hinted there was now enough evidence to take the case to the next level. He revealed the investigation has uncovered substantial incriminating material.
Well, the suspect in the JonBenet Ramsey murder is behind bars in Los Angeles. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
And, Nick, the big question is how long will John Mark Carr remain in jail here? He returned to the U.S. last night and was immediately arrested. Carr flew from Thailand in business class, drank champagne, although this fellow passenger did not see that.
I was in business class. I turned around. I didn't see him actually drinking champagne, but wouldn't surprise me.
Colorado officials want Carr to be sent to their state, but first there must be an extradition hearing that's likely to take place in the next few days. Live in Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, mixing the acne drug Accutane in pregnancy is a potential time bomb.
For every pregnancy exposed to Accutane, even a single dose has about a one-third chance of having devastating effects on the fetus.
Dr. Nancy Green is with the March of Dimes, which says despite the dangers, at least 2,000 women have gotten pregnant while taking Accutane. The Food and Drug Administration this year began requiring Accutane patients to enroll in a strict pregnancy prevention program. Critics say it is not very well administered and is also cumbersome. A change of heart at United. The airline says it's withdrawn a hike in some fares begun last week. It amounted to $10 on a round-trip first-class ticket and on seats booked on short notice. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is off 37, the NASDAQ down 17. This is CBS News.
Yeah, my wife's pregnant, so since she's driving more carefully now, maybe we could get a discount on our rate, huh?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical...
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
To Office Depot for hot deals on great tools to start school. Now at Office Depot, packs of Crayola markers or filler paper are just 25 cents each. And get an unbelievable deal on a TI-83 Plus graphing calculator while supplies last. And for all your qualified school supply purchases, Office Depot will give 5% back in credits to your child's school. So hurry in to Office Depot today. See store for details. While supplies last, quantities limited.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Passengers aboard a Thai Airways flight that it was bound for Los Angeles yesterday were in for a surprise when they found out they'd be traveling with a person who's garnered media attention worldwide recently. Word spread quickly in the waiting area of Don Mueang International Airport Sunday that the suspected killer of JonBenet Ramsey, John Mark Carr, would be on that flight. Those sitting close to Carr in the business class section during the flight saw a surreal scene with Carr sipping champagne and eating fine food. He had shrimp and duck, while photographers snapped his picture and reporters took notes. Autopsies are scheduled today on the two people killed when their plane crashed in Larimer County Saturday. Both were from Colorado. The Larimer County Coroner's Office identifies the victims as 49-year-old Daniel Hardesty of Loveland and 34-year-old Troy Theotis of Longmont. Federal investigators are still trying to determine why that plane went down. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, our commute is starting to get back to normal. Just a minor snag now westbound I-70 as you make that transition to I-25. A stalled semi is blocking your left lane on the ramp there from westbound to southbound. On the opposite side of I-70, some final activity at Federal may slow you down eastbound, but no delays right now out to DIA. Security wait time there, only 5 minutes. Still a little heavy for your southbound downtown commute in I-25 lanes near Spear and C-470 through Highlands Ranch is bunching up eastbound University to Lucent. Weather today, partly cloudy with more...
On
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
86, partly sunny with thunderstorms. J. Marvin here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Okay, we're going to take a little detour here from politics. We're going to take a little detour here from social questions, and we're going to detour into the land of J. Marvin, only because I'm highly interested in this. And I brought it up on the air before, and we're going to talk about it again just for a few minutes here, and then we'll go to open phones. H.R., this is House Bill H.R. 4411, the Unlawful Internet Gaming Enforcement Act, was passed by the House of Representatives 317-93 and has moved on for discussion in the Senate, which returns to session after Labor Day. The bill aims to curb online gambling in the United States while giving special exemptions for state lotteries and horse racing. On to talk about this bill is the co-owner and chief editor of PocketFives.com, Adam Small. Adam, good morning and welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Why is the federal government against people having the right to gamble on their computer screens within their own homes?
I definitely think there's a variety of reasons that they're against it, depending on who the politician is and what the constituency is like. Some of them have a moral issue with gambling in general. I think John Kyle of Arizona, who's kind of leading the movement in the Senate, is definitely one that falls into that category. But I think the reason it's been able to gain such widespread support is that these companies are all based offshore, and the U.S. is unable to regulate them or control them or get any of the tax revenue that's being generated by this industry.
So why don't they allow it to move onshore? Why don't they regulate and tax it like you would anything else? And if John Kyle has a moral problem with gambling, then, hey, John, don't gamble.
Yeah.
You
well,
know?
We definitely feel the same way, and I definitely think that moving it onshore and allowing domestic competition in this industry is the best option. I'd like to say that, you know, it would be best if they could just leave the industry alone, but I think we know better than to think that that's going to happen over the long term. So I think the best option for the U.S. government, for the U.S. citizens, and certainly for poker players is to allow domestic competition within the U.S., allow the big trusted gaming companies such as Harrah's and MGM Mirage to open their own online gaming facilities that people can actually walk into an office and find out why they're having trouble cashing out or win comps to have a hotel vacation out in Vegas or something like that. And there's just a lot to gain from allowing this industry to spread into the U.S.
You know, this is supposed to be very, 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 very popular. And there's supposed to be a lot of people doing this. I mean, I don't do it, but I know people who do, and they love it. It seems to me that this is an unpopular decision on the part of the House of Representatives, and an unpopular decision would be an unpopular decision on the part of the Senate, too, to go along with this whole ban.
Right. Yeah, there was a poll on MSNBC the other day, I believe, that showed something like 90% of people that were polled said that they would prefer poker to be regulated within the U.S. to an outright ban. Also, there are numbers, I've heard a large range of numbers that no one's exactly sure, but it sounds like something between 15 and 25 million Americans play poker online. So I'd say that's a pretty significant chunk of the population. And while there's an argument out there, certainly, that a lot of these people are addicted gamblers and things like that, I think there's also a very big argument that most of them are people that just enjoy poker. There are definitely some addicts. There are some people that are using this activity to excess, and it's causing problems for them. But I don't see a big difference between that and an industry like the tobacco industry or like a lot of other activities out there that that people sometimes abuse.
Yeah, but you know, the tobacco industry, I mean, smoking cigarettes will give you lung cancer and kill you. Online gambling, if you become addicted to it, may... you know, it may cost you your house, your home, your marriage, or whatever, and you may have a problem, but it's not going to kill you. And at some point, isn't it up to the individual to seek help for whatever the whatever addiction or problem that they have? I mean, you can't. I mean, you know, it goes along the line of the old argument of, well, what about those people who are out there who don't have any problems? Should they have to suffer because there are people who do have a problem?
Yeah, that's exactly how we feel also. And when someone makes a post on our website, and they talk about how they've had issues or how poker has been a problem for them, the advice that comes out, at least from me and from a lot of other members of our site, is always just don't play. Just stop playing because, you know, and seek help. Talk to somebody that can help you out with this. We don't want to see people addicted and causing problems for their families and anyone else. We don't want to see that more than anyone else does. We just don't want it taken away from the rest of us because someone like me and a lot of other members of our site just enjoy playing poker and don't feel like an activity we enjoy should be taken away from us.
Talk a little bit about your site. Now, there's no online gambling going on your site, right?
Right. Pocketfives.com is a totally free site. It is just a forum community and a place where people can find strategy articles about poker, a place where you can kind of, in an online setting, meet and greet a lot of the top professionals in the world. There are a number of members of our site that have World Series of Poker bracelets and things like that. So it's really, it's a great opportunity for up-and-coming players to get an opportunity to chat with players that have had a lot of success.
And this thing's growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, America's love with poker is growing by leaps and bounds, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's an industry that's definitely on the rise. I don't, again, know the exact numbers, but I think last year it was a $10 billion industry, and the year before it was something like $6 billion.
Do you play it? Do you play poker?
I don't play much anymore, but I definitely play sometimes still. I used to play quite a bit before we ran Pocket5.com, but the site keeps me pretty busy these days.
So you don't get a chance. And when you did, what did you do? Did you have to go to... Did you have to go to like Atlantic City, or did you have to go to Las Vegas or Reno, or did you do it online?
I mostly did online. I would occasionally make a trek down to Tunica. Tunica, Mississippi, is about 3 hours from my home in Nashville. But I mostly played online because of the convenience it provided me, because of the opportunity to play multiple tables at the same time. Because of the lack of other vices, such as just going to a casino, there's so much money to be spent. You got to spend money on a hotel. You got to spend money on kind of expensive meals while you're there a lot of the time. You got to tip dealers. You have the concern, just all these other table games that I generally try to avoid that are around there and kind of pulling me towards them. So I always preferred to play online where I could just focus on the game and just have the opportunity to play and win and then do the other things in my life.
Yeah, I've seen people play as many as two and three tables at a time, and you get to play with people all over the world or all over the country. For the life of me, I mean, I got to tell you something. I don't think this is the most central issue happening in America today. It's one of these things where I resent the idea of banning it because I feel like it's guys like John Kyle of Arizona and others who take their moral vision and shove it down the rest of our throats And it's this whole idea of, like, if I want to sit in my living room or my office or wherever it is, and I want to do this, I don't need John Kyle, a senator from Arizona, or anybody else like John Kyle, telling me that, you know, I simply can't do something.
Right. And there's another thing also I forgot to mention about online poker that makes it very advantageous for people that want to play, is that generally the stakes that you can play online are as much as 1/30th the size of the smallest stakes available in a casino. So when someone goes to a casino, a new player, they get immediately thrust into a game that they often can't afford to be playing. So the price of learning is just so much more expensive. In addition to that, there's tons of free games online all the time, just free opportunities to make money. So, I mean, for the up-and-coming player, for the rising poker player, just someone that wants to get some experience, or just someone that just wants to have fun playing the game and not be risking a lot of money, there's really no opportunity for that in live poker venues. You can really only get that online. So for all the people that are talking about people losing too much money and losing their house, in reality, that's much more likely to happen when people go to a casino, because online they can play stakes where they can play for hours and hours and be betting pennies.
Yeah, that's one of the things that keeps me out of it. I couldn't imagine going into a casino and sitting down and trying to do this when I don't really know that much about it. And then, you know, you find your money going away, plus you're embarrassed.
Right.
Or it would be easier, and you know, it would be easier in the privacy of your own home to make an idiot out of yourself a couple of times until you figure out what's going on.
Definitely.
And for a cheap amount of money. You're right. You play for pennies. I mean, how is playing for pennies such a corrupting influence on the American moral fabric? That seems to me to be a really, really hard case to make.
Yeah, it's definitely it's something that they don't want people to know. The things that the government doesn't want people to know in this issue is, one, that so many people just enjoy playing the game that don't have a problem. They want to keep that off the table. And they also want to keep off the table, I said 30 times, actually, I think I miscalculated there. It's actually 300 times smaller, the smallest games online, than they are in a casino. Usually you have to make bets of $3 and $6 in a casino, where online you can make bets of 1 and 2 cents. So they definitely don't want people to know that you can learn much, much more cheaply online. And that's just, it's one of the things that kind of makes me laugh about this whole thing is, it seems to me very, very political and very uninformed. Just most of the people that are voting on this just don't know much about the issue. And we'd like to really change that. The Poker Players Alliance, who we're working with a lot, it's pokerplayersalliance.org, seeks to change that also. They're kind of the central lobby group working to try and stop this.
Well, the morals police are out after us all again. Adam, thank you. I appreciate you being on the show. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much.
All right. There's Adam Small. He is the co-owner and chief editor of PocketFives.com. All right. Not the most, you know, pressing issue happening in the United States of America today, but it's this whole idea that the moral police are always after us for something. And they're always, you know, having to look out for us. And then, you know, what they do is, then they wheel around, and then they claim you and I are the ones that are being PC. You know? All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. I got two open lines. Anything you want to talk about? Let's get it on, because that's what Monday's all about, and that's what open phones are.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be
picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
7600. Let's go to David in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
About the gambling, online or otherwise, it seems like a no-brainer to me if it was treated as a business and you show ID and Social Security number. Any losses that you incur in gambling would be deductible from your business, and any winnings would be profits and taxable.
Well, I don't have any problem with that. Once again, you get into this whole thing about the moral police. Then you could also make the case that there are probably casinos and states that have lotteries that are probably against it. Powerball, that whole thing. But it all boils down to basically this. Boils down to the idea of, if I want to sit and do it or you want to sit and do it, then, and we're not hurting anybody, then what's the ramifications?
Well, it seems to me if you treat it as a business transaction or a business, then a lot of people would realize that it's not a very good business to be in, and realize that as their accounting goes on, they're not very good business people if they're doing that. Otherwise, it's just for pleasure, but they would still be, losses and income.
Well, I mean, if you're doing it for pleasure, you'd have to certify that you're over the age of 21. And you'd have to give them a credit card and a Social Security and blah, 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 and, do all of that kind of stuff. And, what's the problem? I mean, I don't understand. But, the thing is, there is a lot of that going on in this country where there are people who feel that not only their their moral stance is good for them, but their moral stance is good for you. And I think the only thing you really can do is you can argue and you can make a case about morality, but legislating morality is really tough to do.
Yeah, well, the way I see it, gambling is no different than, say, day trading or speculating on commodities, because the outcome is outside of your control.
Yeah. Well, as long as you know what, as long as you go into it knowing exactly what it is, and there are people who as Adam said, and you know, we were talking about, there are people who are addicted to this, addicted to gambling. But you know what? At some point, it's up to each individual at some point to get help. So you can only go so far in trying to protect people, and then after a while, you get into a position where the innocent get affected as well as those who have a problem. So if you and I don't have a problem, and I've never had a problem with gambling, but if you and I don't have a problem, then what ends up happening is we're stuck. We can't do it because other people have a problem. So, I mean, it has to boil down to the individual at some point or another. It really does. That's where the whole individualistic argument works. That's where it plays out. That in the end, we're all responsible for our behavior. But should there be safety nets? Should there be help available for people who have problems, particularly if they have problems with gambling, drugs, other? Yes, absolutely. But you got to ask yourself, what's the direct ramification of somebody sitting in their house doing this? How does that affect you? You know, and it goes back to the thing with the case I've always made about gays and lesbians too. It's like, do you really care that the people living three or four houses down from you or your next door neighbor or whatever, do you care what their sexuality is? Well, if you don't care, why should the federal government give a damn? And since when should that be used as an instrument of oppression against people who you know, I mean, why put your thumb on somebody? That's what I don't get. And I've never understood that. And you know something? I'll tell you something. This is really true. I've lived in heavily religious communities. Two of them. I lived in two very heavily religious communities. One of them was Lynchburg, Virginia, the home of Jerry Falwell. The other one was Salt Lake City, which is the home of the Mormon Church. And I want to tell you that there was drinking, there was screwing around, there was prostitution, there was crime, there were all of those things going on. All those things were going on there, even though nobody ever wanted to come forward really and admit to it. It was going on. And in the case of Salt Lake City, if you lived in the avenues and you lived downtown, those areas had a tendency to be far more liberal than living out in the suburbs or out like in Sugar House or some area out there. But there were all kinds of things going on. Legislating morals, you know, you can persuade somebody, you can try to argue with them or discuss with them about the moral reasons not to do something. But a lot of times, you know, I mean, listen, you know what? Killing somebody in this country is against the law. But murders still go on, don't they? I think in the end it's how we as individuals interact within a community that really makes the difference. And also what goes on at home really makes a difference as to how people are going to react out in public. So 9:30, we'll take more of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Gina Michaels.
Well, we're in good shape. Interstate's starting to recover. We're getting back up to speed in most areas, with the exception of just a minor problem again, I-70 westbound at I-25. That stalled semi still blocking a lane. And on the opposite side, eastbound I-70, a collision in the process of being cleared near Federal. Again, remember, it's the first day of school for DPS, so please observe those reduced speed limits in school zones as you get back out on your drive this afternoon. afternoon. Weather outlook for today, partly cloudy with more scattered afternoon.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-3213. That's 1-800-900-3213. 1-800-900-3213.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:33, 33 minutes after 9, high today 86. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. Don't forget, we'll be sitting in for Ed Schultz this afternoon between 1 and 4. And we invite you to join us for J. Marvin Part 2. Okay, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ron in Fort Collins. Ron, you're on AM 760. Hey. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I want to talk about, you know, these morality issues and vis-a-vis the Republican Party. Why don't they go after the corporate morality, you know, all these things that are troubling the United States and sucking taxes away, like expatriating to Bermuda, you know, and getting huge tax benefits for that, and, you know, just and then whine about some stuff like this. They actually just want to grandstand on a few issues like the marriage amendment and stuff like that, but not really cure or fix what's wrong with things in the United States.
Well, because they don't want to go after, those corporate benefactors because they contribute a lot of money to their campaigns. So they want to bite the hand that feeds them. That's the main reason. I mean, one of the most ridiculous arguments going out there is that you and I and others who consider ourselves to be progressives or liberals or whatever, that we're, you know, elite snobs and blah, 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 and the limousine liberal thing. And you know what? But nobody takes more money from corporate interests. Nobody does more on behalf of the top 1% in this country than the GOP. And anybody who gives you that, all you got to do is go, hey, look at their voting record. Look at their records. Look at where they take money from. I mean, look who funds everything. I'm not saying the Democratic Party doesn't take money, because they do, but they don't take as much as the Republicans.
It just makes me sick that they can get those kind of tax breaks. And I understand, yeah, money talks and BS walks. That's the way it is.
Well, because they've got a large majority of this country. I don't want to say a large majority, but they've got their constituency. They've got them buffaloed into believing that the most important issues going on out there are that you have to, that the most important issue going on out there is that you got to be scared. You have to be scared of gays and lesbians. You have to be scared of Muslims. You have to be scared of terrorist attacks. You have to be scared of progressives and liberals. That you have to, they keep their base in a constant cement mixer of fear, rather than saying, okay, you know what? Terrorism, for instance, it's a legitimate threat. Nobody's denying that it is a legitimate threat. But here's the thing. Instead of being scared of it, let's figure out how to combat it. And let's figure out how to combat it in the right way. Gays and lesbians, you have nothing to fear from them. All the way down the line. I mean, that's how they operate. That's how they survive. And they get these people who are focused in on those issues. Meanwhile, they're not watching what's happening with pocketbook issues and economic issues, and they don't realize how they're being set up to be cherry-picked. And
I'd rather vote for a representative than a grandstander. I'm sorry. I don't know when the world and the country is going to wake up to that.
Well, listen, a lot of these people, if you ask them about, say, for instance, the tax system, and how much the top 1 to 2 to 3% gets as compared to how much the middle class gets, they can't tell you. They assume that everybody's getting a tax break, so therefore, and everybody's going to get a refund, so therefore, it's a good system. But what they're not told is that the rich keep getting richer, and that the middle class and the lower middle class keep getting poorer. And Paul Krugman had an article on Saturday, I believe it was Saturday, it was either Friday or Saturday, and the New York Times had a column about this, about the gap, widening gap between the haves and have-nots and what's going on in this country. But you know what? Why talk about those things when you can talk about the fact that gay people or brown people are after you?
Oh, I know.
I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's just absolutely...
If we had all the other problems of the United States cured, then Mr. Kyle could come on and go after gambling. Go for it. I don't care. But you got to regulate. I agree with another caller that you had, like a business. You make money, you pay taxes on it. You lose it, you write it off.
Well, but yeah, I mean, there's
something... To trivialize this other stuff until the important issues of the United States are solved is... I don't understand how people are getting hoodwinked. The first 4 years, yes, but... Then they voted this, the Marin in the mansion, the second 4 years. I'm sorry. People got taken hook, line, and sinker. Well, what a grand plan. What a grand plan. Make up a story about the Middle East and disrupt 40% of the world's oil supply. And guess who the Bush's friends are all profiting off this now? What a grand plan.
Well, you know what? Read the book, Whatever Happened to Kansas by Thomas Frank. Read that book.
I'll do it.
What's the Matter with Kansas by Thomas Frank. Read that book, What's the Matter with Kansas. That book will open your eyes.
All right? While you're open.
Well, you'll love that book. Check it out.
Okay, thanks, Jake.
All right, Ron, thanks. Let's go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jake.
Hi.
This is your progressive reporter from Northern Colorado reporting into you.
Hey, what's going on?
As assigned, first of all, I'd like to... comment on Ron's statements earlier. I think he's right on the money. It's a good call. He's from Fort Collins, too. I think we're getting a brain trust up here. I was up this weekend at a bed and breakfast fundraiser, the Mountain Rose, and it was in Crystal Lake. And I thought, well, AM 760 won't come in up there. So I tried it from time to time, and I'm getting it the whole ways. So anyway, I get up there, and I'm seeing all these AM 760 stickers, and I'm starting to talk to some of these people. You know, where do you live? They live up there. It's a conservative community. It's kind of a retirement area, and people go there to kind of get away. It's quiet. It's beautiful. And so I'm getting this feeling that, man, something's changing up here. And I said, are you guys like liberals? No, 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 we're conservative Republicans. I go, well, what are you here for? Well, we believe in Angie, and we think there needs to be a change in Washington. Things are just going south. We need some checks and balances. And they're just taking this country down the wrong path. They're bankrupting it. We're afraid that we're going to lose our Social Security. I'll tell you, the Democrat voice is resonating in northern Colorado, if not anywhere else. And Angie got a lot of applause, and Maggie and Margie that put this event on, I have to applaud them. They did ask me, though, Jay, that they sent you an email. They wanted you to come up there, and I realize it's a long ways from Denver, and your weekends are usually used up in other deals. And I told them to call you, but what I found out was, Jay, that there's a lot of listeners up there, and it comes in crystal clear, just like Crystal Lake. And there's just a ton of support up there. And we're changing hearts and we're changing minds, and I just want to thank you for that.
Well, listen, it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with people like yourself.
Well, no, it actually has a lot to do with you because you've got a lot of fans up there. I mentioned your name, and then Turk's name comes up because they love talking to him. They think he's gracious. He books a lot of good guests on, just like the guy you had on earlier before the guy with gambling. That was just, I thought he hit the nail right on the head with a lot of points that he made. Plus, you do a really good interview. But I'm telling you, Jay, you're making a difference in northern Colorado. The Larimer County Dems hand out AM760 stickers. They put them on cars, and you wouldn't believe all the ones that I see in Fort Collins. And like I said, these are conservative Republicans, lifelong Republicans, putting AM760 stickers on their thing. And Margie and Maggie are up there recruiting for the Democrats, and it's making a difference. It really is.
Well, I hear Angie in a polling. I hear Angie has pulled even with Marilyn Musgrave.
Yeah, and that's after all the attack ads that Marilyn's making about the fact that Angie didn't pay for her tuition at school, which is just totally a lie.
Oh, well, you know, what does Marilyn Manson Musgrave care about whether Angie Piccioni paid her tuition at school or not? Is that all she's got to talk about up there?
It really is, and Angie addressed that with the fact that it is a complete lie, and that's what they do. They go and throw out the lies out there, and then you have to spend time defending it. But the people see the truth, and I'll tell you, I asked a lot of conservatives up there. I said, now, what are your feelings about this? And they said, well, we don't like these attack ads. It's turning us off on Maryland. It's making us think that that's all she's got in her bag of tricks, that she's not really doing anything for us. And Angie's ads that are talking about the fact that she's in the corporate pockets, and the fact that we need to change this election, like you were talking about earlier, that we need to have publicly financed. I'll tell you, it's resonating with conservatives. They're tired of the corruption. They're tired of people being on the corporate payroll, of all this big corporate money out there, and they want a change. They're tired. They see that they're not getting anything, that this war is going on forever, that there's so many deaths, this Middle East crisis, and like Ron was talking about, that they've stirred up the bucket, gas prices are sky high. These people have to commute quite a ways to get anywhere up at Crystal Lakes, and gas and the expense of it is a huge issue to them, and their propane's going up, the cost of living's going up, and their Social Security is just not meeting that. So they're in a crisis mode. And they just don't think Washington and the Republicans are addressing any of it.
Well, they're not really, and they don't have any solutions. You're right about that. Ron, Kevin, I'm sorry. Kevin, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay,
keep
take care.
Good work.
You got it.
Okay,
open
bye.
Phones underway here. Three open lines at 303-713-7600. We have to solve a lot of these problems, a lot of these things that are going on, but it's like I don't hear anything coming out of the Republicans. And you know what? So Angie Piccioni, what, we're talking about her college funding? Marilyn Manson Musgrave, that's all you've got to talk about? Really? Boy, that's pretty sad. We should start a rumor about Marilyn Manson Musgrave, shouldn't we? Like that maybe she wasn't potty trained as a child. And then she can respond to that. Unbelievable.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, as we're taking a look at the early ride home, we do have some early accidents to be dealt with. and they are at I-25 just between 38th Park Avenue and Spear Boulevard. There's an accident there. Also, a two-car accident in the intersection of Spear Boulevard at Colfax. Other than that, the rest of the Metro Freeway system is running fairly smooth. Keep in mind, it's the first day of school for Denver Public Schools. School zone speeds are in effect, and they're looking for speeders in those areas. Also, the first day of school for Metro State. So downtown Denver, Auraria Parkway at Spear is going to be another place to really take it easy. Keep in mind, DUI patrols all over the state of Colorado, all the way from now until Labor Day, September 4th. I'm Steve Lewis, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Right now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford, get your choice of a loaded 04 Explorer or Chevy Trailblazer for just $14,900.
So CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Well, it's back to school time again. And right now you can get Comcast high-speed internet
for just $29.99 a month for 3 months. All you have to do is call 1-888-COMCAST.
It's like a totally super-fast internet connection, so you don't have to wait for stuff to download, even if it's one of those big, huge, honking files. And because it's so fast, it's really kind of an awesome tool for any student,
because they can help with everything from homework to science projects to research papers.
All in the blink of an eye. So call 1-888-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $29.99 a month for 3 months. And you'll quickly see that the
stuff that seemed to take forever now happens in an instant.
Offer ends December 21, 2006. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. After promotion, regular charges apply. Equipment, taxes, franchise, and installation fees extra. Offer varies for non-Comcast video customers. Call for full details.
Quality. Value. Design. Innovation. Customer satisfaction. Strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Making big money in real estate right away.
Seems like everyone is making money in real estate these days. Stop sitting on the sidelines. Learn money-making secrets from the legendary real estate expert, A.D. Kessler. Call 800-549-8054 and get A.D. Kessler's Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video absolutely free. Learn how to get quick cash now doing win-win deals the A.D. Kessler way with no cash down. Call now for this limited-time free offer. Call 800-549-8054. Create the success you deserve. 800-549-8054.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 949. It's 49 minutes past the hour. High today, 86, partly sunny. Thunderstorms, open phones underway. Two open lines at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine with me. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just calling about, I get to listen to the show about 10 or 20 minutes on the way to work, and I was listening on the gambling issue, and for me, the gambling issue isn't so much a morale thing, but I've always viewed the gambling casinos as a special interest group, and being a Colorado native, once we have introduced the legal gambling in Blackhawk and Central City and the other location, I'm not sure, Cripple Creek or somewhere, they've been trying to expand the gambling as much as they can, and for a while there was an issue on expanding the gambling casinos further and further past Black Hawk and Central City. And so with me, I've never been much of a gambler, but with, you know, with all the computer games and the online games that you can pay services for, and, you know, plus you can invite your buddies and stuff to have personal poker games or whatever, I just fail to see the reasoning or the justification for legalizing it and making it, you know, other than...
Well, what would be the justification for keeping it illegal? I mean, if you don't want to do it and you don't see any reasoning for it, I mean, and I don't do it, to be honest with you, so if you and I don't see any reasoning for it and we think it's, you know, not something we're interested in, that's fine. We don't have to go do it. I mean,
right.
You know, it's not as if you go do it like you're going to go blind or, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like it's a victimless crime. I mean, it's not going to, you know, you just ignore it. Just don't do it. I mean, it's like, forget it. Go on to something else. But it's like there's always somebody out there that has to put their finger in your face and sit there and tell you, you know, oh, you can't do this, and the reason you can't do it is because gambling is immoral, and it's ridiculous, and it's wrong, and on and on and on. But you know what, man? If I've got a couple of hundred bucks and I want to just go blow it, you know, who is some legislator to tell me I can't do that?
Well, right, but at the same point, you know, there's nothing that's stopping you from doing it now. All you have to do is go up to Black Hawk or Central.
Yeah, but if I want to do it in my house and I want to do it over the internet, what? Why is that such a crime? I mean, you know what? Here's the thing, okay?
Right.
In order for something to be a crime, there's got to be a victim.
Okay.
Okay, right?
Right.
Okay, if I sit in my house and play Texas Hold'em, which I would never do, but if I did, who's the victim?
Well, no one's the victim.
Well, then why is it a crime?
Well, I don't think that it is. But
well, yeah,
I guess,
it is. It's, yeah, it is. They want to make it against the law. They want to make it against the law for you to do it, for me to do it, for anybody else to do it, when there is no... It doesn't affect my neighbors. It doesn't affect... You know, the only people that it affects are me and my family. And so then at what point do you step forward and say, okay, if you have a problem, we will provide help for you, but you have to make the decision to get help. We can't come, in other words, we can't come, number one, and arrest you for it to stop you, and number two, in keeping it illegal because you may have a problem with it, what about all the people out there who don't have a problem?
Right.
Do they have to suffer because you have a problem with it? I mean, in other words, that's all I'm saying. I mean, it's like this. Do we agree that fast food is bad for your health?
Mm-hmm.
We agree on that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, should we go and shut all the fast food places down, or should it be one of these deals? If you know it's bad for your health, if you know that you should only eat a limited set amount of it, then you drive by and you don't stop. You go, you know, you go eat something else.
Right.
I mean, that's what it amounts to.
Well, I would agree that there is a level of personal responsibility for that. But at the same point, I fail to see, you know, with all the computer games, especially the computer games, the only difference between, because you can play Texas Hold'em in your house right now, the only difference is that you're playing for real money instead of virtual money. You can sign on, and, I mean, Pogo is like an online game you can play.
Yeah, but the point is, if I want to do that, if I want to play against other players across the United States, if I want to play for a couple of pennies or a couple of dollars, it's okay that you fail to see why I, you know, the validity in it. That's okay. There are a lot of things that go on in this country that I fail to see the validity in. A lot of recreational things that I'm not attracted to. But
right.
I'm not going to get on the radio and say that they shouldn't do them, or call them ridiculous or whatever. I mean, I've said this before. I don't understand sports fans. I don't understand rabid sports fans. But you know what? That's their right to go ahead and do that if they want to. I mean, it doesn't something. You know, things don't have to measure up to everybody's validity standards.
Well, right. But I guess my point is I'm really questioning who is motivating this. Because
well, it doesn't make any difference who's motivating it. It's the idea that if there is a significant amount of people who want to do something, and if you can't show any ramifications towards society in general for doing it, then it's like, what, are we living in North Korea? Are we living in Iran, where they, you know, would go through and say, well, that's Western influence. You can't do that. Like, for instance, here's one of the things they did. They changed the name of pizza in Iran. Because pizza was considered to be a Western word. I mean, it's along the same lines. I mean, it's oppressive behavior where there's no need for it because it doesn't affect. It's only going to affect me and my family. It's not going to affect you. You don't have to see the validity of what I want to do because it has no direct correlation to your life or how you lead it.
Right, and I can understand that it's only going to be affecting individuals, but I guess if I can make a corollary. I mean, you can make that same argument with the smoking industry and how they targeted kids.
No, you can. No, you can't. No, because cigarette smoking kills people. Secondhand smoke is bad for people, and you're also getting into a truth in advertising situation.
Right, but that's what I'm talking about. Is the gambling casinos have been extremely aggressive, like extremely aggressive for a while. Once we approved the gambling, they have had on the gambling ballot for voters to approve expansion of the casinos, and every time it's been voted down.
Well, you know what?
My question is it coming from the people? Are people really saying, this is what we want, legislature, please make it legal, and we want this, and we want legalized gambling? Or is it really the casinos that are pressing this so they can expand gambling once again and take advantage of people?
Well, how are they taking advantage? Yeah, but wait a minute. How are they, you know what, in like the 10 seconds I got left here, how are they taking advantage of people? No one is grabbing anybody and forcing them to walk through the door. How are they taking advantage of people?
Well, no one's grabbing people on the streets and forcing them to smoke either.
No, but if somebody smokes near me and somebody breathes cigarette smoke my way, then you know what that is? That's secondhand smoke, and it impairs my health. And if somebody gets cancer from cigarette smoking and doesn't have the money to pay the medical bills, then you have to go to an indigent fund, which is made up of the taxpayer dollars. That in no way has any correlation to gambling. Thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right, back this afternoon at 1 for Ed Schultz.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004.